Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Finally, we see some light at the end of that long, dark shutdown tunnel. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Mr. President, after 40 long days, I'm hopeful that we can finally bring the shutdown to an end.
And to that end, in a late-night test vote, legislation to reopen the government won Senate approval. Eight Democrats joining Republicans, providing the 60 votes needed to advance the bill that would fund the government through January. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders is not pleased. The legislation does not extend Obamacare subsidy.
Watch. This Senate is about to do is make a horrific situation even worse.
Republican Susan Collins of Maine.
No, this package will provide full year funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP.
In order for the shutdown to end, the House would have to pass the bill, which would then go to President Trump for his signature. That's a process that could take days. In the meantime, flight delays and cancellations continue to plague air travelers. Thanksgiving is fast approaching, and that worries Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
I think what's going to happen is you're going to have air travel slow to a trickle. As everyone wants to travel to see their families, I think we're going to see air traffic controllers, very few of them coming to work, which means, yes, you'll have a few flights taking off and landing at our different airports across the country, but the thousands of flights that happen every day to move people around the country for this great American holiday, it's not going to happen.
Duffy on Fox News Sunday, more than 2,400 flight delays or cancellations so far today, according to FlightAware.com. Late last night, a federal appeals court ruled the Trump administration must fully fund SNAP food benefits. It will have to happen within 48 hours unless the Supreme Court has other ideas. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures 205 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 365. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Americans everywhere are on edge. The government shutdown has dragged on, and every day that passes, the markets grow more uncertain. When anxiety grips Wall Street, the first thing that takes the hit is your retirement savings, your IRA, your 401k. Everything you've worked for can suffer a loss of value virtually overnight. And now, with the Fed preparing another rate cut, precious metals are poised for dramatic gains in the coming weeks. That's why so many Americans are calling Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to learn how to roll over a portion of their retirement funds into physical gold and silver. When paper assets crumble under government dysfunction and global tension, precious metals stand firm. Don't wait for the next market shock to erase what you've saved. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD. Get your free gold kit now. It'll show you exactly how to secure your IRA or 401k with tangible assets. Call 800-741-4653 now. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Actually, a pretty good start this morning on the Beltway. Just completed a look from 795, looking now at Route 40 West, and all the lanes are open. The Parkville side, as you might expect early, not too bad. Hartford Road to Providence Road, both the tunnels right now running with the lanes open, both on 95 and 895. And if you have some business downtown early, JFX, you're clear. Right now, we're open between Ruxton Road and the Rams downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs only in the low 50s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight, still breezy too. Lows will fall into the upper 20s with feel-like temperatures into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
46 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 42 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police have arrested four teenagers for an assault and robbery in the Towson Town Center. Police say the teens allegedly attacked the victim at around 8 p.m. Saturday, and one of the suspects stabbed the victim with a screwdriver. The suspects between the ages of 14 and 17 were arrested near the intersection of Delaney Valley Road and Fairmount Avenue. Three of the suspects were released to their parents.
and one has been charged as an adult with attempted murder. The teen is being held at the Baltimore County Detention Center. And police have arrested a suspect in connection with a Friday night shooting in Baltimore County. Police have arrested and charged 38-year-old Michael Johnson with attempted first-degree murder for the shooting on Reisterstown Road in the Franklin precinct. The victim was taken to a hospital with potentially life-threatening injuries. Johnson is being held at the Baltimore County Detention Center without bail. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 604. The pick four, 3809. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Far from perfect yesterday in Minnesota, but it was a win on the road.
On the roll, back in the end zone, and it is caught. Mark Andrews with the touchdown.
Kevin Kugler had the call on Fox, and that touchdown pass with 10:40 to play would prove to be the winner as the Ravens win their third straight after a 1-5 start. 27-19 was the final over the Minnesota Vikings. After the game, head coach John Harbaugh describing the slog that it was.
So it was going to be a grinder type of a game, especially in this environment. So I think both sides of the ball did a great job of handling the grind of the schemes and the good players that they have, and also the environment of the sound and all that. So I'm proud of that. But
the Ravens defense did come up huge in the game. 11 quarterback hits on J.J. McCarthy, 4 batted passes, 2 picks, and a sack. Meanwhile, the news got better last night in Los Angeles.
We're down to 16 seconds left. Herbert inside, touchdown McConkey! Ladd McConkey's fourth of the year.
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC. Justin Herbert to Ladd McConkey just before the half. Gave the Chargers a 12-3 lead at the break, and the L.A. defense forcing 3 Steeler turnovers last night and route to a 25-10 win, trimming Pittsburgh's lead in the AFC North to a single game over the Ravens. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles officially part ways with Tony Mancelino. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, and that means November 10. today. Happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps. 250th birthday today. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, a stabbing at Towson Town Center, sparking that debate again. What to do about juvenile crime. Maryland's food stamp fraud problem. You'd be surprised just how bad it is here in the state of Maryland, where it's like the third worst in the country. Yes, just behind New York and California. But our top story here today, a tentative deal has been reached to end the Schumer shutdown. And we say tentative because the thing could still blow up, you know. In the Senate, apparently 8 Democrats now have decided to cross the aisle and vote with Republicans. And so the first hurdle was this series of bills that would pass on a 60-40 vote in a late-night Senate vote last night. And if it's approved, which would be later on this week, maybe. We're hearing maybe Thursday for the vote. It would then have to pass the House and then gain President Trump's signature to become law and reopen the government. So what is the deal? The deal's pretty much, look, I think number one, after they got what they needed for their little election shenanigans last Tuesday, then they started getting serious about cutting a deal. I didn't think there was any world in which we're going to see Democrat senators stand in lines at the airports like the rest of us have to do. It just was not going to happen. And so I think that that's the reason why we're on the cusp of a deal. The agreement contains what's called a minibus, 3 full year appropriations bills that will fund certain departments like the Agriculture Department, USDA, food stamps, and that will be till the end of next fiscal year, and a CRA to fund the rest of the government at existing spending levels through January 30th. Now, I'm not crazy about that. There were some that wanted it to just go through December 30th, but, of course, they don't want to mess up their Christmas New Year's vacation, so that's why they pushed it into next year. It would fully fund SNAP, once known as the food stamp program, through September. The deal also would reverse Trump's attempted layoffs of federal workers during the shutdown, or RIFs, as they're called, reductions in force. But here's the big win for Republicans and President Trump, in that it does not include an extension of the Obamacare subsidies or tax credits. That is going to get a separate vote in the Senate, maybe in December. There's no guarantee they'll get any vote over in the House. So no health care for illegal aliens, no $1.5 trillion in additional spending, and no extension of the Obamacare tax subsidies. Big wins there. The 8 Democrats who voted to advance the measures were Jean Shaheen, Maggie Hassan, Angus King, as well as Senators Catherine Cortez Masto, Dick Durbin, John Fetterman, Tim Kaine, and Jackie Rosen, joining the 52 Republicans. Of course, Rand Paul votes pretty much no on everything. Oh, by the way, who else voted no? Our buddy Chuck U. Schumer.
I must vote no. This health care crisis is so severe, so urgent, so devastating for families back home that I cannot in good faith support this CR that fails to address the health care crisis.
You know, on Friday, President Trump still doubling down on it's time to terminate the filibuster, and that I don't think that argument should end now if there is going to be a tentative deal on the Schumer shutdown.
That's too bad. They're making a big mistake. That's right. No, but they're coming my way. You're right. Wait a minute. The way to do it for the Republicans is to terminate the filibuster. They call it the nuclear option. This is the second form of nuclear. Very good. Very good. This is a good form. This is not a bad form. I would have been in favor of that a long time ago. But you know the Democrats are going to do that. And most of you will admit the Democrats are going to do that. So why aren't we doing it? And I think only a foolish person would be against that, especially when you realize that these are crazed people. These people are absolutely crazed. Trump derangement syndrome, whatever it may be. And I am totally in favor of terminating the filibuster, and we would be back to work within 10 minutes after that vote took place, and lots of other good things would happen. And it doesn't make any sense that a Republican would not want to do that.
They're not going to do that.
No. So we'll talk about it. May not be needed, may need this time, but we are going to need it going forward, and I'll explain why. 613 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the King, Chuck Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning, and we're looking live at I-97 right here at Route 32. That early ride is clear and will be for a while. It's after 7 o'clock, so when we start to see that back up through there. Very good conditions. 50 at I-97, then at the Severn River Bridge, Wrenching Highway, over through Sandy Point and onto the main span at the Bay Bridge. Really no problems at all. BW Parkway, a couple of minor slow spots, but the typical ride early southbound in the area of Route 100, and then, of course, coming northbound from the Capitol Beltway up through Powder Mill Road towards 198 and 197. But all the lanes are open. The west side outer loop, we go back there very quickly, and the pace is still good right here at the ramp at the Liberty Road interchange. And then down towards I-70 and Route 40, a couple of brake lights now showing up there, but at least all the lanes are open. We're still clear, but with the building traffic now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy, and chillier today into the low 50s, and then we really get a cold snap overnight. We'll have low temperatures in the upper 20s. That's right. It'll feel like the teens. And then tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a high of only 45. So it's going to feel more like winter and not fall here tonight and into tomorrow. Right now, cloudy, 45 in Annapolis, 41 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. We have President Trump. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Southbound 895. I was just going to go back down there and look. There's something going on at the K-Trust Bridge, which is after the toll plaza, and it looks like it's before Potee Street. So I don't really see anything at Potee, but there's definitely something southbound at the Steel Bridge as you're heading south eventually down to Potee Street and down towards I-97. Okay, I'll check it again.
Okay. Check your thank trust. You. Is that what you're saying? You're going to check your trust?
Oh, my.
Is it a petite trust? What was that?
K-Trust.
Oh, K-Trust. Okay.
K-Trust Bridge. That's right. What it looks like, a big K.
Right.
They come in sizes?
Petite. President Trump has pardoned baseball great Daryl Strawberry for his past drug and tax evasion convictions. President said that, look, he had three strikes and he should be out. Kim Kardashian.
Where did everybody go yesterday?
I know. It was at Sidney Powell and General
Rudy.
Rudy Giuliani and so many, everybody associated with that, the election from 2020. Kim Kardashian failed the California bar exam.
Oh, man.
And Kim said she'd try again because, after all, the bars stay open late in L.A. Sean P. Diddy Combs caught with homemade booze in his prison cell recently. He apparently was selling J-Lo shots.
Oh.
Can you imagine where you get this stuff to make? You got a little still going on in the cell? That's just crazy. That's crazy stuff. Bird flu has been detected in turkeys in three states. Mm. So if you're wondering how to detect if your turkey has the bird flu, it's because his nose is stuffed and not the cavity. That's how we figure that one out. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Hey, I want to play a song for you, see what you think of it. It's a number one now on this week's Billboard Country Digital Song Sales Chart. It's called Walk My Walk, and the artist is Breaking Rust.
You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm going to keep on talking and walk my walk. Ain't changing my tone, ain't changing my song. I was born this way, been loud too long.
All right, what do you think of that song?
I like it.
I like it very much.
Like, it is
don't take any crap.
It's not a real artist. It's it's AI.
Oh.
AI, artificial intelligence.
It almost sounded like We Will Rock You.
Yeah. A little bit on an Old Town Road. Yeah. A little bit of there's a little Old Town Road there flavor there. But I think it's the first time an AI artist has ever hit number one.
That's a good riding around song.
Yeah. You know, Walk My Walk, Breaking Rust, if you want to check it out. So I'm telling you, AI is getting very scary.
That's very scary, and I think we got to draw the line somewhere. Come on.
Yeah, so it's just it's
nobody's going to trust anybody.
Yeah, I could see all stuff all the time on X and on social media, and I go, that can't be true. And then I look it up because somebody allegedly has said something, and then I find out it's not the case.
Yeah, what did I see yesterday? Somebody was 90 and somebody was 91, and I thought, no, this has to be fake. And it wasn't. It was true.
Yeah. And then there's always premature deaths that haven't occurred. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, they do all sorts of crazy stuff.
We're going to have AI dating.
99.
Yeah.
And I said, I know, that's...
Wow.
Hey, what the heck happened in Tampa? Was it Ybor City yesterday? Over the weekend?
There was a guy was on 275, the interstate.
and he was running from the cops. Second time in 2 weeks. First off, a week ago, he got charged for going 99 in a 70. This time he's running from the cops. He goes off the exit. Ybor City is like a nightclub area.
Right.
People sitting out on the sidewalks and stuff. He goes down this road, which is about two lanes wide, all kinds of people walking, loses control, goes up on the sidewalk, and kills four people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, going 70 miles an hour in a residential area.
Coming right off the exit? Is that right off the exit there?
Yeah, he got off the exit. Now he's down on 7th Street, which is in Ybor City.
Yeah.
And he almost hit a guy head-on at the light. He swerved away from him, went up on the sidewalk, and these people were sitting there having drinks and just minding their business, and he took them out.
That's just... Was he impaired?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What was but, her... What was
22 years old, just an absolute idiot, and he had already been on the interstate going over 120 racing with another guy.
Yeah, well, that's, I'm telling you, that road rage and that reckless driving is just a problem today, and I don't know how we're going to get it under control.
They should have an emotional and mental type exam.
Should be a saliva test for drivers now, I think. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Sorry to hear about that. That's 620, 20 minutes after our Best of Casey and Company every day at WCBM.com, our Rumble and Facebook pages. And thanks to the law offices of Michael E. Friedman. Coming up next, why, even though there might be a deal, tentative deal to end the Schumer shutdown, why we still need the filibuster.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So five Democrats switched their votes, and they now become first in a series of procedural test votes to reopen the government, started late last night. And, of course, there'll be other votes coming up a little bit later on. The Senate moves at a snail's pace, as you might imagine. So maybe Thursday we're hearing. It could be earlier, but I doubt it. And we'll also take a look at, again, they had the 60 votes there to cut off a debate and invoke cloture, which, again, would avoid the filibuster. But President Trump is right. We still need to terminate the filibuster, and we'll explain why in just a moment. 623, traffic weather on the threes, and once again here with the update is the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, so 895 southbound, you come out of the tunnel, you get to the toll plaza, and then you start south from there. And normally in the morning, it's not bad. I mean, you get down to Frank First Avenue, Shell Road, O.T. Street, and it usually moves okay down towards I-97. Right now, we can't see it. because the camera is looking back towards the north. But there was a problem south of the Steel Bridge. That's the K-Truss Bridge as you're going south. And it looked like at first something was in the left-hand lane. So I can't confirm that. Both lanes are moving a little better now. So we'll have to just stay with this and see if it begins to clear out. I can tell you that traffic down at Poteet Street and down towards I-97 is moving. So some traffic is getting by, but you're going to be slow coming out of the tunnel on 895 and then moving south across the Steel Bridge, and then some of that overflow traffic might move over, and we could see a buildup now going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But definitely an early delay on 895 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Today, sunny, breezy, and low 50s, and then the cold front moves through tonight, clear and lows in the upper 20s, going to feel like the teens. Sunny and breezy tomorrow, highs about 45, and right now we're 41 in cloudy in Reisterstown. It's a little bit warmer in Ocean City, 53, and they're expecting some light rain down the ocean momentarily. Mark's in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning. And by the way, I want to wish you and all your listeners a meaningful Veterans Day holiday observance tomorrow. Here's a question. If they do cut off Medicaid support to the illegal aliens, the concern is that the illegal aliens will be lining up at the emergency room hospitals because the emergency room cannot tolerate patients of any kind. They're obligated to help people in need regardless of what the situation may be. And what could happen is they could tie up the emergency room line so much that the real Americans are not going to be able to get that easy access to emergency care that they need. So what do you think is going to happen there? Are they going to order emergency rooms? I don't know how you could do this to stop accepting illegal aliens, or what can be done? It's against hospital philosophy of helping, saving lives. But what do you think is going to happen next?
Well, look, that is a problem, and I think that if there are illegal aliens, and there are millions of them in this country that are going to need some kind of health care, we are a compassionate, empathetic nation. We're going to give them that health care, but, you know, if we're obligated to treat them, they're obligated to pay for it. And so that's what they need to do. And if they can't do that, then they should go back to their country of origin, where they probably do have health care. And that's what they should do. And they should self-deport. Now, I don't think you're going to see ICE patrolling, you know, lines in emergency rooms, unless, of course, they're following. You know, they had that. And, Mark, thanks for your call and your question. They had it last week where the left was trying to say that there were daycare center raids by ICE. I think it was out in Illinois. But it turns out they were pursuing an illegal alien, a criminal illegal alien, that was eluding them. And so they decided, and they did cheat. He went to go hide in a daycare center thinking that they would never follow him in there. And they did. But the left reported that as it was there was ICE raids of daycare. I mean, the left just lies about ICE. But, yeah, the whole health care issue is – and the other thing about the Obamacare subsidies I think most people don't know is that it wasn't going to cause people to lose their health care because, remember, Obamacare passed in 2010, and the tax credits were due. But the ones that were added on later during COVID, those are the ones that you had people making hundreds of thousands of dollars that were getting subsidies to buy health care that was added on because people got hit. You know, they lost salaries, they lost jobs during COVID. Well, COVID's gone. COVID is gone, and you no longer need those subsidies any longer. And so that's what's being taken away, not their health care, but the subsidies that were added during COVID. That is, again, a misconception that everybody's been operating under. So Democrats seem to all agree that the only thing they had was this leverage over Republicans, and it wasn't working.
The Senate needs 60 votes to pass a bill.
These days, you need 60 votes for everything?
You need 60 votes. Require 60 votes in the United States Senate.
But in the Senate, you've got this rule where you got to get, these days, 60 votes.
You need 60 votes to get major things done.
60 votes, and you can block it with 40.
The United States Senate, you've got to have 60 votes for everything.
But you still have to deal with 60 votes.
You need 60 votes to pass a law in the Senate.
60 votes to get anything passed.
You need 60 votes.
We need 60 votes.
We need 60 votes.
And we need 60 votes.
Not 50 votes.
60 votes.
Obviously, you need 60 votes.
Everything requires 60 votes.
And we've got to get 60 votes in the Senate.
If you don't have 60 votes, you can't get legislation passed.
Say that in plain English, it means you have to have 60 votes.
We need 60 votes in the Senate.
You need 60 votes.
You still need
60 votes over in the Senate.
With spending bills subject to 60 votes.
If you couldn't get 60 votes, you couldn't get something moving.
And of course, the Senate requires 60 votes.
It's a supermajority. You need 60 votes.
You've got to get essentially 60 votes in order to get anything through the Senate.
In the Senate, you know, they need 60 votes.
Something called a filibuster that requires 60 votes.
You need 60 votes.
Still need 60 votes.
They need 60 votes.
Because you need Democrats and Republicans to pass a bill.
You need Democratic votes to pass a budget. Everybody's known that. That's been the rule in the Senate for years.
And there you have it. I mean, that's Obama and Pelosi and Biden and the rest of them all talking about why they needed the filibuster. But I will tell you, they actually held a vote when they were in control of the Congress, and they got 49 votes to kill it in the Senate. 49 votes to kill. So they will kill it eventually if they ever get back into office again. So be forewarned. 6:29, and it's time to tell you about our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements. The Black Friday sale is going on right now, and we don't wait till the end of Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving, the Black Friday. It's all month long. You can save anywhere from 45 to 80% off your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements to help maintain your health, improve your health, and you should do it right now. And don't wait till the first of the year. I know everybody likes to make their New Year's resolutions, their health care resolutions. Do it right. Do it right away, and don't wait. And right now, incredible deals. All you have to do is go res-q.com. That's the website, and you can read the reviews there. You can order right there online. No coupon code is needed. Or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. It's 1-800-262-5483. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A weekend crash in Edgewater led to a gas leak and the evacuation of more than 50 homes. The crash happened at around 12:30 Sunday afternoon when a vehicle crashed into a home on Dental Road and hit the gas meter. The Anne Arundel Fire Department responded to the scene, and 53 homes in the Landings at River Oaks development were evacuated. No injuries were reported, and residents were eventually allowed to return to their homes. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Baltimore County Police are investigating a deadly weekend crash in Woodlawn. The accident happened at around 10:45 Saturday night at Security Boulevard and Woodlawn Drive. Paramedics say there were two people at the scene when they arrived and one died. Police have not released the victim's name, and there is no word yet on what led to the crash. And police have arrested four teenagers for an assault and robbery in the Towson Town Center. Police say the teens allegedly attacked the victim at around 8 p.m. Saturday, and one of the suspects stabbed the victim with a screwdriver. The suspects, between the ages of 14 and 17, were arrested near the intersection of Delaney Valley Road and Fairmount Avenue. Three of the suspects were released to their parents, and one has been charged as an adult with attempted murder. The teen is being held at the Baltimore County Detention Center. And police have arrested a suspect in connection with a Friday night shooting in Baltimore County. Police have arrested and charged 38-year-old Michael Johnson with attempted first-degree murder for the shooting on Reisterstown Road in the Franklin precinct. The victim was taken to a hospital with potentially life-threatening injuries. Johnson is being held at the Baltimore County Detention Center without bail. 6:31 on Casey and Company. In a moment, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting. For zero cost and energy savings, call now.
On Casey and Company, it's 6:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That was debris that was in the roadway on 895 southbound and after the ramp to Frankfurst Avenue and before Poteet Street. Looks like now it's been cleared. The pace is better and the backup is easing as you're coming out of the tunnel on 895 and through the toll plaza area. But a little bit backed up where it shouldn't be, but it is getting better. We'll keep an eye on that. We're looking for a report of an accident now in Prince George's County. I'm right here at I-95 and the ramp at 198. The report was northbound at 198, but I've been up as far as 175, and I'm in the area 216, and I don't see any backup right now. But again, we'll keep an eye on that. Could be a problem. Slowing down the west side beltway, definitely some brake lights now between I-70 and the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs only in the low 50s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight, still breezy too. Lows will fall into the upper 20s with feel-like temperatures into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Griebin Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It's looking like a November to remember in Baltimore.
Third and six. Steps away. McCarthy floating it for Jefferson downfield, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Malachi Starks. His first career interception. And Starks looking for some running room. Tracked down from behind by Jordan Addison.
Kevin Kugler had the call on Fox. And in fact, that was Malachi Starks' second interception in two games. But regardless, that Baltimore defense, the story in Minnesota yesterday, being that ballast, picking up the slack until the offense got going in a huge 27-19 win. Defense pressuring Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy all day long. 11 hits, 4 passes batted down at the line, a sack, and 2 interceptions. Post-game reaction, first from Starks. Looked like Ed Reed on that pick.
Turnovers equal momentum. So anytime you can get a turnover, defense, special teams, I mean, it's huge. So just for us to go out there and do that as a team and play complimentary football is huge.
After that, newcomer Draymond Jones on the unit that he just joined.
I thought inside and out, we played great. You know, but we got to keep building off that into next week. We got a divisional game, one game and that I'm taking personally because I'm from there.
Through and through, St. Ignatius High School in Cleveland and the Ohio State University for Draymond Jones. The win moves the Ravens just a game behind the Steelers now in the AFC North.
And Herbert throws. McConkey's got it. He's gone. McConkey chased by Ramsey. 20. Stops his feet. Cuts back inside to the 13-yard line.
Mike Tirico with the call on NBC. Justin Herbert to Ladd McConkey all night. 4 for 107 in a score. The Chargers, minus their 2 starting offensive tackles, protect Justin Herbert and beat the Steelers 25-10. Elsewhere in the division, the Ravens' next opponent, the Browns, beaten by the Jets 27-20, and the Commanders drubbed by the Lions 44-22, Detroit rushing for 226 yards in the game. Sources have told MLB.com that the Orioles are set to hire Philly assistant hitting coach Dustin Lynn to serve as the club's lead batting coach in 2026. Lind is 37 years of age. He's been in his current role with the Phillies for the past 2 years. Prior to that, he was director of hitting and assistant hitting coach for the Giants, overlapping with Craig Albernaz in San Francisco. Meanwhile, the team officially parting ways with former interim manager Tony Mancelino, who's been named the third base coach in Atlanta. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it's the passing of an NFL commissioner.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Griebin Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Griebin Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Griebin Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, hope you had a great weekend, number one.
I did. I spent it with my grandchildren. We were babysitting the little grandbabies over the weekend.
You can't ask for anything.
No, it was great.
That.
It was great.
I mean, seriously. Only thing better would be doing that and having chicken wings. Did you have chicken wings?
We did. No, it's chicken tenders.
Okay, that's all right.
But no chicken wings.
That's all right. Hey, before we get to Tagliabue, just real quick, I don't know how much you saw the Ravens game, but 8 pre-snap penalties against Minnesota yesterday in their own home stadium was ridiculous. I don't know.
A lot of turnovers. Yeah, they just
crazy.
And to the Ravens' credit, they took when a team like that playing at home turns the ball over, you got to take advantage of them. They did.
Absolutely. So here on Tagliabue, Paul Tagliabue, we're talking about the NFL commissioner passed away at the age of 84. It's complicated here in Baltimore, obviously,
right?
Because he was a great commissioner for the league. There was no doubt about that.
But not well loved here.
No, not at all. That comment about, you know, not us getting an expansion team in 19 whatever it was, 94 or whatever it was, saying we should build a museum instead.
Right.
Just heartless and tone deaf, and it'll never go down well here. So, you know, you hate to bring that up when somebody passes away, but that's the reality.
But that is the reality. It's part of the history, good and bad.
Right.
And the, you know, said some things, other things that were controversial that you later apologized for, but that will always stick in the minds of Baltimoreans that were thirsty for football, and he didn't seem to care too much.
And that's exactly right.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Stephen Reisterstown not happy with the deals. Why?
I just think that they haven't done anything to stop Free. They kicked the can. The only thing that happened is that people got paid. And I think the 40 years of socialism in colleges, that you can't push back enough on Free to get this country back. I mean, we've had discussions with a lot of people I work for that are just tired of people getting free, and there's nothing here that's going to turn the tide enough to win the midterms. And I know we're probably going to disagree, but I just don't see the midterms because everybody still gets free.
Well, we got a year to go, there's a lot out there that look, the Republican messaging has been poor. Let's face it. They did not run on Trump's economic nationalism, economic populism. They continue to play games. I think that President Trump is going to fully pivot towards the economy now after this deal goes through. But I, at some point, we've got to see single subject bills. We've got to get away from these continuing resolutions, these omnibus, these minibus bills. We've talked about this ad nauseum for years, Steve, and it doesn't seem. And this is the problem when you have small margins in the House and in the Senate. So hopefully, Thune and Johnson will take a page out of President Trump's book and end this filibuster, because that's the only way I think we do win the midterms, is to get all this stuff codified into law and to get the other stuff that we need to turn this country around.
But we also have to think about the filibuster in winning every day, every vote, and change, because it literally, it will be 8 years before they get the House again, I think. Anyhow, thanks.
All right, Steve, we'll see what happens. Let's go with Glenn on the Eastern Shore in Easton. Good morning, Glenn.
Guys, good morning. So yesterday in my news feed, I saw two things that shocked me. Well, nothing shocks me anymore, but a 50-year mortgage, all that does is make the banks richer, with more interest that you're going to pay longer for 20 more years, so it keeps people as debt slaves for 20 more years on a mortgage, which they'll never pay off. And then a $2,000 tariff dividend when we have a $37 trillion debt. That is insanity. All that even the money that we're getting for the tariff won't pay the interest on the debt. So to give somebody a handout, what is that, to shut them up or to, you know, I mean, it could be other in-kind tax breaks or whatever.
Well, the 50-year mortgage that Trump is allegedly talking about, it's, you know, home ownership. It is now, the average age is 41 before people can own their own home. That's a problem. That's part of the affordability issue. And now, look, I'm not a big fan of the 50-year mortgage, as for the reasons you brought up. That's more interest that goes into the banks and the mortgage lenders and so on and so forth. But maybe there's a way around that. You know, I think a lot of people, what they do with 30-year mortgages, they refi once the interest rates are down. They go to shorter terms, go to 15 years, whatever. So maybe it's just another vehicle to get people in their homes, and then they can adjust after that. And I agree with you. I think the national debt is a national security issue. I really do, and I think we should attack that first. First thing we got to do is stop the interest on the debt, which we have not done yet. And then secondly, we've got to pay that debt down. But Glenn, all great points. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciated that this morning. Supreme Court on Friday granted the Trump administration's emergency appeal to temporarily block the order to fully fund SNAP food aid payments. That's the food stamps and the government shutdown. We had our governor appear on To Face the Nation yesterday, and he accuses the president of breaking the law over the SNAP payments.
And I have also authorized $62 million to go towards SNAP to make sure that SNAP is not going to be interrupted for the people of Maryland for as long as we can, despite the fact that we are waiting for the president of the United States to finally do his job. We are watching the president who is literally breaking the law so people can starve. But we're not going to sit there and tolerate in our state.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. The president's not breaking the law. In fact, he's following the law. The contingency fund was only if the government was open and it was fully funded. Then you could use the contingency fund for, instance, like an emergency. But the way the statute was written, the way the law was written, President Trump was following the law. So I don't know who's advising him. I don't know what he read or thinks he read. Once again, he... Pretty much fully displays his ignorance when he goes on national shows and says stuff like that. All right, 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Yep, we had some problems earlier with debris in the roadway, 895 southbound after the toll plaza, after Frank First Avenue and on the Steel Bridge. All of that is cleared and a very nice recovery now for the traffic there. However, eventually it was going to catch up with itself, and now 895 is beginning to slow at O'Donnell Street and going into the tunnel. All the lanes are open. 95 is still clear. The left tube was a little bit slow just about 2-3 minutes ago when I looked at that, but everybody is moving on 95 so far from Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Again, we had a report about 10 minutes ago there may have been a wreck on 95 northbound in the area at 198. Looking at some activity here at Powder Mill Road off to the right side, that might be the wreck. But either way, it looks like a brief delay is now developing from Powder Mill Road moving north towards 198. That's in Prince George's County as you're coming up from the Capitol Beltway. So that appears to be where the situation is right through there. There's a new minor wreck in the city. It's at Eastern Avenue and the ramp and the bridge right there at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, breezy, low 50s. And then here comes the cold, the clear, low temperatures, upper 20s. Could feel like the teens a little bit later on. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and colder. And a high of only 45 or 42 in cloudy in Columbia, 41 in Knowings Mills. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I've learned to expect nothing but aggregate from you anyhow.
Fast food giant Wendy's is announcing this week it plans to shutter hundreds of locations across the U.S. as part of an effort to improve their profitability and reverse declining sales. They have 90 locations here in Maryland, so not sure which ones are going to go yet, but be on the lookout. Your local Wendy's might be closing.
I thought they did pretty well.
Yeah. It's a very competitive business.
I was never a big Wendy's fan.
Really?
I don't know.
Wendy's, you didn't like Wendy, or you just didn't like their burgers?
Poor Wendy.
Yeah, what do you got against
no
Wendy?
Offense. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Claire Pella, where's the beef, right? Dairy Queen welcoming the new 2025 holiday menu, new peppermint bark blizzard. We have the frosted sugar cookie blizzard and the new holiday nog shake.
Ooh.
Yeah. And also a little holiday nog syrup blended with
is out now.
Vanilla. Yeah. Yeah, you got all the nog, eggnog, spike nog. Papa John's offering the limited carryout deal where you can get 50% off regular menu price pizzas. Any size, any crust, any toppings, now through November 16th. That's this coming Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah. Panero's introducing new creme brulee bites for a limited time dessert at Panera. So, if you like creme brulee, you'll like the little bites. And finally, Domino's offering a large one-topping carryout pizza for $6.70. Use the code 67.
No.
And 67 is everywhere.
Stop
you
that.
Can't get away from it. 6-7, 6-7, 6-7. It's all about 6-7. All right, so here's the deal. Here's the question. Here, I'm going to ask you the question. Chuck, see what you think. Okay. President Trump is now floating, or Scott Bessin, or some of the folks in his administration are floating idea of, from the tariffs, that they might send out $2,000 checks to every American. Okay. So here's the question. Would you rather get the $2,000 check? Would you rather go to pay down the national debt? or do you think it should go into shoring up Social Security, which in 9 years is due to have issues, and you're going to be only getting 70% of your benefit?
Well, let me see. 9 years from now, I'll be 85. So the hell with that. The national debt I could give a rat's ass about. So give me that check.
You
I'll
want
the
money.
Mailbox today.
Show me the money. He wants
Show
the,
me
money.
The money. Show me the money. I'll be at the mailbox.
Yeah, okay. Why are you taking Social Security now?
Oh, who, me?
Yeah.
I've been taking since I was 62.
Yeah, which is what, 40 years ago?
Thanks a lot.
Oh, burn.
You're such a pain in the ass. You know that you really are. So, see if I say anything nice about you anymore.
Well, you're going to, again, in 9 years, you're going to get 70% of that, unless they do something to shore it up.
9 years from now, like I said, I could give them rats.
Okay, all right. So you want the money, you want it now.
I want to spend
it. You probably have already spent it in your mind, haven't you?
There are Callaway golf clubs.
There it is. He wants another Big Bertha or something.
Yeah, you know, it's all the new stuff. The elite driver, as they call it now.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Maggie, what would you prefer?
I'll take the check, please.
You'll take the check? Everybody wants the money, you know, so.
Sure.
All right,
there's no guarantee what happens.
Well, the other thing is, you get $2,000, it's going to pour that into the economy right now.
Sure,
so,
exactly.
That's $4,000 for two of us.
You get the economy. Uh-huh. We'll throw it out to our listeners and see, would you rather have the check, retire the debt, or fix Social Security? Give us a call. 410.
Go like this, you go, check, please.
Check, please, sir. You've never said that.
No.
I've never, in all the years I've had, we've never seen him say, check, please. You know?
No, it's usually just wait and
it's
see
usually,
what happens.
Chuck, please.
That's different.
All right. See you in a couple. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680 is our number. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com, or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. I looked up the numbers here over the weekend. States with the highest rates of reported SNAP fraud. This is the food stamp fraud. New York is number one in the highest number of fraud incidents, and they have about 151,000 claims, 80 million in stolen benefits. California ranks second in claims and dollar loss, 86,000 claims, 38 million loss, and good old little Maryland, which is dwarfed in size. Maryland has the third highest number of reported fraud instances, 64,000 claims, $24 million in losses between 2023 and March of 2025.
Oh, I wish I was surprised.
In fact, our SNAP food stamp error rate is almost 14%. 15% for underpayments and about another 4% for mistakes. Not that everybody is intentionally ripping it off. There's incompetence. They're sending out stuff to dead people. And, you know, and if you're cashing in food stamps for a dead person, that's against the law. But maybe Governor Moore, instead of paying $62 million of our tax dollars in the food stamp program, maybe you ought to clean it up first and send the report to the USDA so we can fix it once and for all. 650, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. together. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:53, coming up, Chuck is going to be with us here in just a second. But again, the food stamp fraud and error rate, whether it's incompetence or bureaucratic boondoggles or intentional ripping off of the food stamp benefits, needs to be fixed. And when you do the math on that, if we're looking at, what, 42 million people nationwide, and it's believed that 6 million out of the 42 million are on food stamps illegally, we'd save a ton of dough just cleaning it up. And as I said last week, everyone, if you're on a food stamp program, should be made to reapply so we know who these folks are. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes with the update. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Nothing major yet on the Beltway, though the west side has filled in between I-70 and Route 40. The Parkville side is still good to go there, and then the traffic just switching over Park Heights Avenue, all is well through there. Eventually over towards Greenspring Avenue. Keep in mind, we had problems earlier at the old Harbor Tunnel. There was debris on the roadway southbound, and at one point it backed us up through the tunnel on 895, and now we're slow. This is going to be the typical ride now from about Erdman Avenue through O'Donnell Street and then going into the old Harbor Tunnel, and then some heavier traffic now. But everybody's open here at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I would look for some brake lights now on O'Donnell Street, around O'Donnell Street on 95 as you're coming south. But for the most part, we're still right around 5 minutes at the most at both the tunnels going south. Keep in mind, there was a wreck in the city at Eastern Avenue at the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy, low 50s today. Then the cold front moves through overnight, clear, low temps, upper 20s. It's going to feel with wind in the teens. It'll be sunny, breezy, and only 44 tomorrow. It's 44 right now, cloudy in Annapolis, and 42 in Pikesville. Let's get a phone call here from Bob in Baltimore. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. I mean, I was listening to this stuff earlier about Paul Tagliabue, and it's true, he had a thing about Baltimore. But, you know, his daughter and son-in-law, they love Baltimore. They've been here for years. They've lived here for years. And his
I didn't know that. So they live, yeah.
His
daughter and son-in-law then should go to the museum instead of watching football, right?
I don't know about that, but his son-in-law was John D. Rockefeller V.
Oh, did not know that either. All right.
Well, stick with me, kid. You'll learn a lot.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Again, Bob's a walking font of knowledge. A juvenile was injured during assault and robbery inside Towson Town Center over the weekend, according to Baltimore County PD. About 8 o'clock on Saturday night, there was a report of a stabbing. Police later determined the juvenile was cut with a screwdriver during the incident, because, you know, we all carry screwdrivers around because you never know when you're going to need one, right? The victim suffered non-life-threatening lacerations, taken to local hospital. Police had four Utes, aged 14 to 17, taken into custody near Delaney Valley Road and Fairmont Avenue shortly after the assault. They were released. Three of them were released to their parents. One was referred to the Department of Juvenile Services. Well, eventually he'll just disappear. The stolen items were recovered. Police say the incident stemmed from a robbery involving a group of teens. Here's one of the shoppers actually saying, actually, there are mixed opinions as to what should be done with these individuals.
To charge a child with an adult crime and they're not even capable of thinking as a adult, it seems excessive.
It's an egregious crime, but, I mean, charge an adult, that's really heavy.
Yeah, the one that did the stabbing has been charged as an adult. And you hear those, must be bleeding heart do-gooder liberals, whining about charging him as an adult after he stabbed another human being. There was one shopper who seemed to have some common sense and said, look, you know, you do the crime, you're going to have to do the time.
I would think it would be fitting for that crime. Yes, because they need to know that it's serious consequences to the actions.
So, again, we do the stories because, you know, periodically, you can almost do them every day. here on the program and every weekend. But I will tell you this, what happens in these Towson Town Center and to some extent Columbia Mall, I mean, the malls are a dying, almost extinct animal right now. Sad to say. There are a few that are still. There's one in Carroll County, of course, up there, Carrolltown Mall. And you've got, what's the name of the mall up there again? I can't remember the name of it. Town Mall Westminster. That's what it is. Thank you very much. It used to be Carrolltown, wasn't it? Cranberry. Okay. I was wrong on both accounts. So we went to the mayor of New, unofficial mayor of Hampstead to get the right name, Cranberry. All right, so yeah, they've got that one, which is nice. It's a nice mall. We've had issues at Columbia Mall. We've had issues at Towson Town Center as well. And a lot of malls have closed. Owings Mills Mall was basically shut down because the Metro stop that came out there brought a lot of undesirables, elements that were accosting people, carjacking, ripping them off in the mall. And then, of course, you know, people stopped going. And I think the same thing is going to happen to Towson Town. And Columbia now has increased its police presence. And so that's a little bit better than it has been. But we just, you know, again, even in broad daylight, I think Towson Town is a problem. And they must know that there because, but once we have people in this state, we have people in Baltimore County, we have people in the Maryland General Insane Asylum that refuse to hold these juveniles accountable. There are no consequences for their actions. Therefore, they get away with bloody murder in some cases, literally. So, again, your thoughts on that as well. Has it impacted your ability to shop? And because a lot of folks now just order stuff online. Why bother having to go into the parking lot, park your car, have head on a swivel, and coming out with your bags and everything when you can just do it from your home and order everything delivered? That's the way of the world, it seems to me. Now, Town Appliance, if you're looking to upgrade your appliances or maybe a brand new kitchen or maybe just a single refrigerator, whatever your appliance needs, it's the best place to go. Why? Mayor and Mayor, incredible, stunning showroom. You got to check it out. Great service, second to none, and the price match as well. So check them out. They're right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Town Appliance. Make sure you tell Mayor, either Mayor, by the way, that I sent you in. All right, coming up next, Governor Moore has got an inadvertent confession on gerrymandering, and we'll take a look at Trump's crime crackdown destroying the Democrat narrative.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They saw the light. Eight Senate Democrats crossed party lines last night, joining Republicans in a test vote, passing a bill to end the government shutdown, funding the government through January. The Dem defections providing the 60 votes needed to advance the bill, which, once it wins final Senate approval, will go to the House for a vote there.
From the truly precarious situation we are in with regard to air travel to the fact that our staffs have been working without pay for a full 40 days now, all of us, Republicans and Democrats, who support this bill know that the time to act is now.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune making a successful pitch for approval of the bill, which passed on a vote of 60 to 40. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders not pleased that the bill does not extend Obamacare subsidies, and that's something the Democrats had been demanding.
Over 20 million Americans are going to see at least a doubling in their premiums in the Affordable Care Act. In my state of Vermont and throughout this country, for certain groups of people, it will be a tripling and a quadrupling of their premium.
Even if the Senate gives final approval, which is expected given last night's procedural vote, the shutdown will not end overnight. The House will have to be called back for a vote, and then the bill would go to President Trump for his signature. The process could take days. The shutdown now in day 41. Air travel continues to suffer as a result. FlightAware.com reports more than 2,400 delays or cancellations so far today. Unless the Supreme Court has other ideas and intervenes, the Trump administration will have to fund SNAP food benefits at 100% and will have to do so within a couple of 48 hours. It's a result of last night's ruling by a federal appeals court. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 189, NASDAQ futures 361 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
895 is slowing now. It's pretty much the normal delay at this point as you're coming south from Pulaski Highway and towards the Eastern Avenue ramp. There's some breaks in the traffic, so it's not a solid backup, but definitely busy now going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, working your way south on 895. 95 at last check, and I'm heading back there now to the area around O'Donnell Street on 95 South, and still running okay there with the lanes open as you're moving south from Moravia Road to O'Donnell Street, and the traffic at least at the toll plaza at 95 coming south. All four lanes are open. Traffic is good down through the interchange at 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs only in the low 50s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight, still breezy too. Lows will fall into the upper 20s with feel-like temperatures into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 42 degrees in Parkville and 42 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A weekend crash in Edgewater led to a gas leak and the evacuation of more than 50 homes. The crash happened at around 12:30 Sunday afternoon when a vehicle crashed into a home on Dettel Road and hit the gas meter. The Anne Arundel Fire Department responded to the scene, and 53 homes in the Landings at River Oaks development were evacuated. No injuries were reported, and residents were eventually allowed to return to their homes. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Baltimore County Police are investigating a deadly weekend crash in Woodlawn. The accident happened at around 10:45 Saturday night at Security Boulevard and Woodlawn Drive. Paramedics say there were two people at the scene when they arrived and one died. Police have not released the victim's name, and there is no word yet on what led to the crash. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 604. The pick 4, 3809. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. There's still a lot of work to do for these Ravens, especially on offense where the team is sputtered. But when it counted most and the going got tough, well, you know the rest.
Henry on second and 10.
Little stiff arm, gets past Harrison Smith, and the king of the stiff arm delivers another for a first down for Baltimore.
Kevin Kugler had the call on Fox. 75 hard-earned yards on the ground for Derrick Henry. 152 in all for Baltimore, and no turnovers for the third straight week as the Ravens overcome the Vikings and their skull-chanting crowd. 27-19 was the final. After the game, head coach John Harbaugh on the key to victory.
That's what won the game for us. I really do. I think the poise under pressure, handling the noise, like you said, one pre-snap penalty, no turnovers in this environment.
The win coupled with the Steelers' loss last night to the Chargers leaves Baltimore now one game behind in the AFC North. Elsewhere, Lions beat the Commanders yesterday in Landover. 44-22 was the final with President Trump in attendance. In honor of Military Service Day, first time that a president has been at a regular season game since 1978. With reports surfacing on Saturday that Trump had engaged in back-channel communications, quote-unquote, with Commanders ownership about his desire to have the team's new stadium named after him. A team source has told The Athletic that no formal request has actually been made. Coming up in 30 minutes, Major League Baseball now embroiled in a gambling scandal. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the unfortunate marital issues for the sheriff of Carroll County is raising some interesting ethical questions and issues. President Trump's crime crackdown destroying the Democrat narrative. Top story here is Governor Moore's inadvertent confession on gerrymandering coming up in just a second. But we asked last hour, again, President Trump is considering some kind of tariff rebate or stimulus check sent to Americans in the amount of $2,000. Not quite sure which form that would take as of yet, so we were asking if you were in favor of that or letting that money from the tariffs help to retire the national debt, or at least the interest on the annual debt, or if you'd like to see Social Security shored up once and for all. One of our listeners says, if Americans were overcharged by any other business, there'd be a class action suit and a refund check. We the people need our check, not a shell game of manipulation, only to discover, oops, it wasn't enough for Social Security. Yeah, well, that's a good point. A lot of folks say weighing in here. Steve says, take the check. There's no guarantee they'll put it towards the debt. You know, he's absolutely right about that. Just incredible. All right. Top story. On Friday, the Washington Compost ran a editorial. And in it, it said that Wes Moore embarrasses Maryland with his gerrymandering ploy. Yes, this is the Jeff Bezos, very Amazon post, and they're taking aim at the perhaps future Democrat presidential candidate. They said this is brass knuckle politics, a flex of raw power, but Moore's trying to pretend he's being principled. He claims his goal is to make sure Maryland has fair and representative maps and ensure people are heard. Make no mistake, what the governor really wants to do is disenfranchise his Republican constituents, especially in the conservative Eastern Shore and Western Panhandle. The voice of reason in Annapolis right now, Senate President Bill Ferguson. And, of course, they go into everything he's been doing right now to try to sending the letter out to his fellow colleagues saying not necessary for a special session. He's afraid that he'll get spanked by the courts like they did last time. But the Compost says, in contrast, while Moore enjoys delivering lectures about fighting for democracy, he has not practiced what he preaches. When he was running 3 years ago, the Democrat Governors Association spent $2 million to boost a Republican in the GOP primary over a moderate who served in the cabinet, Governor Larry Hogan. He's talking about Dan Cox. In this op-ed, And they conclude by saying, what's embarrassing now is the race to the bottom. And, of course, over the weekend on MESS DNC, I think this is Friday afternoon, Jen Psaki puppet interviewing Governor Wes Moore about Larry Hogan calling, having some critical, harsh words against his attempt for, quote, fair maps.
My reaction is I haven't had time to, you know, read Republican Larry Hogan's Twitter timeline. But what I do know is this, is that when the president was trying to weaponize hunger and cut SNAP, that Larry Hogan had nothing to say. He just sat that one out. When the president of the United States was illegally trying to take the FBI building from the state of Maryland, and we sued him for it today, that Larry Hogan had nothing to say. He just sat that one out. That when the president of the United States was denying federal aid to Western Maryland, despite having historic floods, that Republican Larry Hogan, that guy, he had nothing to say and he just sat it out. So my advice to Republican Larry Hogan is this. On this issue, sit this one out too.
I just think in general ought to sit it out. I don't want to see any lockdown there anywhere. But here again, this weaponizing said this is Congress. This was Congress. This was a Schumer shutdown. This was a Democrat generated shutdown. I did notice that Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks once again did not cross the aisle, did not vote on this tentative deal that passed late last night. And it looks like we're coming closer to the end of the shutdown. But Van Hollen or Alsobrooks not interested in reopening the government. They want to continue to weaponize all of this stuff against President Trump and the Republicans. More on the redistricting issue and a sort of a pseudo-confession from Governor Tex Moore in just a moment. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All four lanes are open going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel and then going back up the stream here a little bit, 95 at O'Donnell Street and coming south from the area of Moravia Road. All the lanes are still open. Don't see any problems at all in that area. 895 had a problem earlier, had debris on the roadway after the toll plaza southbound. So at one point, that backed us up, and we're really looking at the heavy traffic right now from Eastern Avenue and coming south on 895. I don't think it's back to Pulaski Highway. No, it's back to about the Erdman Avenue ramp. So right now, 895 has a little more than a 10-minute delay on the southbound side. We have not seen anything major yet on the Beltway. Just looking at the camera now at Harford Road, and that's filling in quickly there. The west side is still not bad right at Liberty Road, but is starting to slow at I-70. And then the inner loop right here at Park Heights Avenue, the pace is still good towards Green Spring and then over to the ramps at the JFX and eventually towards I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy today, low 50s, and then tonight clear and cold, going down to the upper 20s, and it'll feel like the teens tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and going to feel like winter, 44, the expected high for tomorrow. And right now, we're looking at 44 in Pasadena, it's 46 in Stevensville. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, over the weekend, in his Truth Social account, President Trump recommending that Congress bypass the subsidies for insurance companies, instead send the funds directly to healthcare consumers. He said, quote, I'm recommending to Senate Republicans that the hundreds of billions of dollars currently being sent to money-sucking insurance companies in order to save the bad health care provided by Obamacare be sent directly to the people, so they can purchase their own much better health care and have money left over. In other words, take it from the big bad insurance companies, give it to the people, and terminate, per dollar spent, the worst health care anywhere in the world. Obamacare. Unrelated, we must still terminate the filibuster. He manages to get that in almost in every Truth Social post. But that's an interesting proposal by the president. Because, after all, Obamacare was written by the insurance companies for the insurance companies. And, again, what do we get for it? We got 60% increase in premiums. And the only, I think, caveat is that for some people, pre-existing conditions were now being covered. But again, they added on these tax credits and the subsidies. People forget this. There was the original Obamacare with tax subsidies, and that was only really for the people that couldn't afford it. Okay, they didn't have the federal poverty level. They needed some assistance. But then came COVID, and the Democrats added on to that additional tax credits and subsidies for people making hundreds of thousands of dollars. And people never mentioned that point. It's crazy. President also said people that are against tariffs are fools, and he's promising tariff dividends of at least $2,000 to every American. That was another post on Truth Social over the weekend. He is backing Vivek Ramaswamy, endorsement for him for governor of Ohio. He was at the Redskins game yesterday at Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland for the Salute to Service. Veterans Day, of course, is tomorrow.
Well, we just swore in a tremendous group of young people, and that was an honor, and they are just fantastic, and they love. You know, our recruitment's been record-setting since a year ago. It was a disaster for the country, and now it's record-setting. So this was an honor to be here.
And he also had some harsh words for the Democrats on Friday during his meeting with Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary. And he says these Democrats are just they've lost all sense of there is no common sense. They're just crazed.
I think only a foolish person would be against that, especially when you realize that these are crazed people. These people are absolutely crazed. Trump derangement syndrome, whatever it may be.
That's what it is. It's TDS. And he was reminded that Pelosi, of course, had announced her retirement on Thursday, and he was reacting to that on Friday at the Oval Office.
I was happy to see that a tremendous liability to this country, a woman that made herself rich in this country, Nancy Pelosi, has quit, and she'll be out of here pretty soon. And that I consider that to be a great asset for America.
Yeah, and of course they've introduced the Pelosi Act as well. I think that's Senator Hawley that would. It's going to be tough. She's going to go from insider trading to outsider trading now. That's going to be the big adjustment for Nancy Pelosi in any event. So there you have it. And we're asking about what do you want to do with a $2,000 check. And interesting, got a response from one of our listeners I thought was very curious. You can do that by texting us here using the free WCBM mobile app. This is Robert in Middle River. He says, good morning, everyone. I think the $2,000 check is brilliant politically, but ultimately I think paying down the debt is best. But it might be more important to send out the checks in order to keep the momentum to take care of the debt later politically. Anyway, that's what I think. Have a great day. Interesting perspective there. It would have two effects. One, it would certainly stimulate the economy. Sending the $2,000 checks out, that would be a form of stimulus. Two, it would probably help at midterms come a midterm election time. So it got the double whammy there. 295, that's how many days we are into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, still to come, the inadvertent confession by Governor Moore, who he's pointing to for fair maps, might have been a mistake on his part, so we'll get into that. Also, at the bottom of the hour, Trump's crime crackdown is destroying the whole Democrat narrative as well. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. At the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, just saw Stephen and Rachel Friedman at an event last week, and they're looking great, and they want to remind you, thanks for reaching out to them in time of need, as many have when it comes to either serious injuries from a serious vehicle accident or if you've been injured in a fall or some other in a workplace, whatever the case may be. That's what they're there for, to help you put your recovery first and foremost, that you get better, and to make sure that you are going to get back to your job, back to work, back to your family, all the important priorities that you have in your life, and let the law firm take care of everything else. And I do mean everything else from soup to nuts. They will deal with battling the insurance companies. If your car has been totaled, then there's the diminution of loss in that. Again, sometimes you need to find a doctor, or in some cases advanced medical costs are necessary. So there's a lot of moving parts to these claims, and sometimes even litigation. So you want somebody with the 40 years of experience and knowledge and wisdom to handle your case, and that is Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman and the rest of the associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries, etc., working at represent the firm. Here's the number, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, or online at maflaw.com for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Fox 45 News. From policymakers to public safety, we challenge the powerful, ensuring accountability from those in charge.
What steps have you taken to ensure that the problems either have been fixed or will be fixed?
Relentlessly pursuing the facts.
I've been digging deeper into how your tax dollars are being spent.
And asking the questions others are afraid to.
What do you tell those residents who are saying, I'm struggling?
Delving deeper and demanding accountability. Fox 45 News. Investigations and stories you won't see anywhere else.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
All right, Pods is against killing the filibuster. He says Schumer's hoping that the GOP will kill the filibuster. His party will then use it to expand the Supreme Court and add D.C. and Puerto Rico as states. Kill the filibuster and the Marxist movement will consume our country. Well, Pods, they're going to do it anyway. If they get back into power, if they get the White House, and if they get the Senate, and they get the, especially the Senate, the House not so much needed here, but if they get the White House and the Senate, they're going to kill it anyway. And so the question is, why don't we kill it now? Clean up our voting system. Get our election integrity fixed once and for all. That's what you can do by killing the filibuster. Get the rest of the Trump agenda in place, and then we'll deal with the rest of that later. Okay, but again, we're just going to take the high road and think the Democrats are going to play, okay, since the Republicans didn't do it, we won't do it. Sorry, the Democrats don't play like that. Never have, never will. 723 traffic weather on the threes. And now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Looking at 295 at 198, some brake lights through the area, heavy traffic there. It's always busy coming up from Powder Mill Road and southbound from Route 32. So that would be about normal, nothing reported on the roadway at this point. And then up around 32, Route 100, Arundel Mills, all the lanes are open. It's going to be the typical ride on the Capitol Beltway, especially on the outer loop around to the Mormon Temple. So far this morning, we've been clear from the area at the Good Luck Road, moving around eventually to the area of the Woodrow Wilson Bridge with all the lanes open. Just made a quick check through Annapolis. Very minor buildup. I-97 southbound at Route 32. Still in good shape. The wind doesn't appear to be a factor right now on the main span of the bridge. You still see all the truck traffic moving normally through there. And then we're fine from Whitehall Road to Ritchie Highway and over to the Severn River Bridge. 295 now. These brake lights are starting to back up a little bit more in this area now as you're moving around the area from 198 south. So I just want to give you a heads up for that. You're going to run into that with some brake lights as you're moving on the southbound side. Beltway locally still clear. JFX looks good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday, sunny and breezy, low 50s today. Overnight, going to get chilly, clear, and in the upper 20s, going to feel like in the teens, and sunny, breezy, and 44 for tomorrow. Right now, 43, cloudy in Middle River, and it's 43 in Glen Burnie as well. We'll get to your calls and comments in just a second, but I did want to play what piece of audio that I found over the weekend. Remember, Democrats usually wait till after the census every 10 years to then do their dirty, nasty deeds of trying to redistrict and disenfranchise Republican voters. After all, on New England, there's not a single Republican in office at the congressional level. Not one. 40% of New England is Republican. Not one Republican representative in New England. Maryland, 31% of the state are Republicans, and we have one seat. And it used to be four and four. Four Republicans, four Democrats. Then after Governor Glenn Denning, and he went through redistricting, it went 6-2. Then Martin O'Malley, it became 7-1. And now we've got Wes Moore trying to sell us a boatload of crap that he wants fair maps. Well, what's the definition of a fair map? Well, former Governor O'Malley, back in 2017, under oath, defined it for us.
And if we had a Democratic governor, that I would be drawing those districts in a way that was more advantageous to our party. And that's what I did.
Funny, huh? Under oath, he lets the cat out of the bag, the genie out of the bottle, that O'Malley did everything he could to rig Maryland's maps for Democrats. Sure he did. Not for Marylanders, not for fairness, not for the country, for his party. Because that's what gerrymandering's all about. It's for political partisan advantage or racial identity politics. It's not based on, and for Wes Moore, he's now saying he's going to follow the O'Malley model of fair redistricting, and now we know what the O'Malley model is. He'll do everything he can to benefit his party. Do you think for one second that he would call a special session to make things fair and even things out between Democrats and Republicans? Of course not. That's lunacy. And but Bill Ferguson is the only guy that knows this could eventually blow up in their face. I thought it was important to get that out. All right, let's go to the phones. Barbara's in Baltimore. Good morning, Barbara.
Hey, good morning. Sean, you're absolutely right about that filibuster. I called to talk about the health insurance people getting a check. But what you just said about the filibuster is 100% correct. And, you know, Republicans always say if the Democrats get back in, if they kill that filibuster, and the first thing out of the gate should be universal voter ID and a new census that eliminates illegals. If they do, and eliminate mail-in ballots, those three things alone is going to take care of the cheating. And if the Democrats didn't vote for that, that should be the first thing out. If they don't vote for it, then kill the filibuster and then run the table. If we did that, we wouldn't have to worry about them getting back in office. We'd have 20 years of Republican or conservative governance to take care of this. Because and all of that plays right into the health insurance. Health insurance, with the government controlling it, the government controls everything that you do when they control your health insurance. We could buy health insurance across state lines, and that's what I think President Trump, from his Truth Social post and Marjorie Taylor Greene, that is where we're headed. We could buy health insurance. There are only 10 big health insurance companies that have a conglomerate, and they get all the money. There are hundreds of insurance companies that could sell health insurance across state lines and have transparency, and people could pick and choose, just like you get, you have maybe a higher deductible, just like if you have car, tickets and accidents, you have points. It could work the same way. I've been an insurance agent for 30 years. And it could work the same way and just end it. Get the government completely out of it.
Yeah, free market makes the most sense. Barbara, you are absolutely 100%. Hit the nail right on the head. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Sean Casey here. For nearly a decade, I've been telling you about my good buddy, Vinny Steele, with your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Because he's not just an agent. He is a game changer who turns real estate dreams into reality with a lot of heart and hustle. And with over 12,700 buyers ready waiting in his database, Vinny sells homes 2.8 times faster and for more than 3% more than the average agent. Powered by the latest marketing magic, of course, and his ironclad guarantee, well, he'll lock in your price up front in writing. Or he'll make up the difference himself. That's the peace of mind you can feel when it's time to sell. Just trust the pros. Got your back. Call or text Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com. But wait, this holiday season, Vinny's going above and beyond with his Home for the Holidays initiative, touching hearts across Maryland, Lower Pennsylvania. He's waiving his entire commission to help one deserving family buy or sell a home, ensuring they're cozying up in their new space just in time for the magic of the season, gathering around the tree, and you know, so on and so forth. So but listen, more details coming. Check it out, HomeWithVinny.com. And the last day to nominate is this Friday, November 14th. It's homewithvinny.com. All right, 7:30, time for the latest news headlines, and here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County Police have arrested four teenagers for an assault and robbery in the Towsontown Center. Police say the teens allegedly attacked the victim at around 8 p.m. Saturday, and one of the suspects stabbed the victim with a screwdriver. The suspects between the ages of 14 and 17 were arrested near the intersection of Delaney Valley Road and Fairmount Avenue. Three of the suspects suspects were released to their parents, and one has been charged as an adult with attempted murder. The teen is being held at the Baltimore County Detention Center. Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a Friday night shooting in Baltimore County. Police have arrested and charged 38-year-old Michael Johnson with attempted first-degree murder for the shooting on Reisterstown Road in the Franklin precinct. The victim was taken to a hospital with potentially life-threatening injuries. Johnson is being held at the Baltimore County Detention Center without bail. And a weekend crash in Edgewater led to a gas leak and the evacuation of more than 50 homes. The crash happened at around 12:30 Sunday afternoon when a vehicle crashed into a home on Dettel Road and hit the gas meter. The Anne Arundel Fire Department responded to the scene, and 53 homes in the Landings at River Oaks development were evacuated. No injuries were reported, and residents were eventually allowed to return to their homes. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. And police are investigating a deadly weekend crash in Woodlawn. The accident happened at around 10:45 Saturday night at Security Boulevard and Woodlawn Drive. Paramedics say there were two people at the scene when they arrived, and one died. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a minor wreck on the shoulder, 895 southbound, the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. They're after O'Donnell Street. They're in the painted out area onto the right side, but they're looking at it. So we have a backup now that goes back, still there, to about the Erdman Avenue ramp. After that, at least the traffic going into the tunnel has the lanes open on 895. We really didn't take too much of a hit on 95, but 95 is now slowing at the top of the hill before the Keith Avenue ramp. So all in all, 5 minutes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, maybe up to about 7 or 8 minutes southbound currently along 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs only in the low 50s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight, still breezy too. Lows will fall into the upper 20s with feel-like temperatures into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. And sometimes it's the special teams that can turn the game around.
Price from the goal line. Miles Price across the 20-yard line and good coverage by the Ravens. The ball's out. The ball popping out at the 23-yard line.
And it's recovered by the Ravens. Kevin Kugler had the call on Fox. Keandre Jackson forced it and recovered it for Baltimore, leading to a Justice Hill touchdown and a 9-point third quarter lead as the Ravens win their third game in a row, 27-19 over the Vikings. Post-game reaction first from head coach John Harbaugh.
He said he was going to make a name for himself. He told me that. So I think he's doing it, you know. He's not 39 anymore. He's Keandre Jackson.
It's actually Keandre Jackson, but what's in a name? Jackson, an undrafted free agent out of Illinois State, initially cut by the Ravens in the preseason.
I mean, the opportunity to play football, I mean, that's it. That's all. I mean, you get a chance to get out there on teams. A lot of people look at the two phases, but in NFL, all three phases matter. So to go out there and play with my brothers, I mean, that's big time all the time.
Huge play for Keandre Jackson. The Ravens were +3 in the turnover category for the second straight game. Meanwhile, Steelers in L.A. last night beaten by the Chargers, 25-10 was the final. Aaron Rodgers sacked three times, throws two picks. Ravens now just a game back of Pittsburgh. Baltimore at Cleveland next week. The Steelers will be home to the Cincinnati Bengals. Meanwhile, college football on Saturday, not kind to the locals. Maryland suffering their fifth straight defeat on the road to Rutgers. 35-20 was the final, as the chorus grows louder now in College Park for Mike Locksley. Navy handled by Notre Dame 49-10. The Irish rushing for 249 yards. Navy quarterback Blake Horvath did not play after suffering an injury at North Texas the week before. College basketball on Friday night, Georgetown handing the Terps a 70-60 defeat in College Park. Maryland head coach Buzz Williams after the game.
Yeah, I will always give credit to the opponent in every possible way. I thought they were physical from start to finish. We didn't handle their physicality very well.
And that could be a problem come Big Ten time. And by the way, Maryland shooting only 25% for the game. Local college basketball, Towson falls to number 2, Houston 65-48. UMBC gave Dayton a scare. The Flyers, though, prevailing 77-71, but UMBC was tied with 8 minutes to play. The time now is 7:36 when we return the integrity of sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Sean, these prop bets are threatening to just destroy the integrity of professional sports. The latest now is...
professional sports has integrity?
Okay.
Newsflash.
Yeah, seriously. The latest now, of course, is the Cleveland Guardians. Two pitchers, Emmanuel Clase, who was a tremendous closer for years for Cleveland. It's not like some schlub.
Yeah.
And Louis Ortiz have now been suspended and indicted in connection with the gambling in terms of Major League Baseball on rigging pitches. So basically throwing certain kinds of pitches in certain situations. Again, prop betting, you can bet on anything now,
right,
in any sport. You know, miss, hit, whatever, the type of pitch, curve, slider. And so this is just going right to the gut of what we believe is true and accurate in the world of sports. I mean, how can we believe anything now?
Yeah, these are the Major League Baseball and the rest, you know, the ones that banned Pete Rose for life. And he wasn't even gambling on his own team,
right,
or on baseball. It was on other teams, whatever. But is there a prop bet on who's going to land this Japanese home run monster?
Murakama,
whatever his name is, yeah.
Holds the record for most home runs in a single season in Japan. I don't think it's going to be the Orioles.
There's a 45-day window, apparently, now. It's just started to compete for his skills.
Right. I mean, it's just crazy. These Japanese players are coming over, and they are just making buku bucks.
Yeah, this guy could hit him out of the park, though, let me tell you.
Wouldn't it be great to have him here in Orioles Park?
It would be great, but I don't think we can afford him.
No.
All right, thanks, Gary. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So, something that is completely destroyed, and this is why the Democrats fight Trump tooth and nail, because he completely blows their narrative to smithereens. And what I'm talking about is, of course, you know, D.C., we know. My oldest son, Hunter, was in D.C. over the weekend, and he just said the National Guard's everywhere. And you just feel safer, and they're on the street corners, and you really do. And D.C. has become a safer city. It's nothing 100% safe, but it is safer. But his crime crackdown is producing results that Democrats cannot ignore right now. The numbers are telling the story that the radical left does not want you to hear. The Trump Memphis Safe Task Force delivered a report that has left the Democrats in full retreat. And this, you know, again, they have the same tired excuses, the same resistance to actually fixing the problem. And Trump deployed the federal resources anyway in Memphis. 13 separate federal agencies, plus the Tennessee National Guard, descended on Memphis with one mission: end the carnage that Democrats have allowed to fester in Memphis for years, making it the worst, most crime-impact city in all of America. And these are the numbers that the Democrats don't want released because it tells of an incredible success story. The Memphis Safe Task Force just released their October arrest statistics that basically have validated everything Trump has said about Democrat blue-run cities drowning in crime, including here in Baltimore, New York, Philadelphia, Detroit, Memphis, New Orleans, you name it. So the task force in Memphis made 1,862 arrests in a single month. Let that sink in for just a second. 1 month. nearly 2,000 criminals were taken off the streets of Memphis, Tennessee. And among those arrested, 132 known gangbangers who terrorized neighborhoods, while Democrats talked about their root causes and criminal justice reform. 10 homicide arrests, 162 firearms arrests, 203 narcotics busts, 56 arrests for sex offenders, 300 illegal firearms taken off the streets in October, 1 month. And these aren't hunting rifles, by the way. These are actual handguns that actually killed people. Here's what every American parent's blood run cold. The task force did recover 88 missing children in October. The MPD, Memphis Police Department, stretched thin already by staffing shortages and limited resources. Can't handle this alone. This is not an indictment of police forces. They just don't have enough bodies. That's why they need help. In recent years, Memphis recorded over 2,500 violent crimes per 100,000 residents. That is the highest violent crime rate in the country. And what we've done here, what we've seen here, the Memphis Safe Task Force has proved all the Democrats wrong. In fact, the Memphis mayor initially fought it. He's now welcoming it. Memphis police chief said he didn't think he needed it. He was trying to save face, but he says now he welcomes it. This is what Democrats call excessive force. Trump calls it law and order. And the Democrats are panicking because here the Memphis operation basically exposes the big lie that the Democrats have been telling and selling for decades. That crime is complicated. More police don't help. We need to defund the police. We need communities, need social workers to respond. That's Mom Donnie. He's over the weekend, once again, in New York, saying there's going to be a Department of Community Health or something that's going to respond to police calls instead of the actual police. So these are numbers the Democrats cannot spin. And right now, Democrats face an impossible choice. They can admit that Trump's approach works, validating everything that I've said, he has said, about crime and law enforcement. Or they can deny reality while voters see the results in D.C., in Memphis, and elsewhere. The October arrest statistics are devastating to the Democrat narrative. And I would hope that you would check them out. All right, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can call us right now, reserve your spots, and get to that wits with the entire panel as we choose your fake news. Traffic and weather on the threes at 743. Once again, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Really nothing major on the Beltway. Seems to be a little bit lighter today. Some folks may be getting a four-day weekend since, Veterans Day tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, correct. So that probably is playing into this today, that some people took advantage of that. So really nothing bad on the Beltway. Pikesville, new wreck, Reisterstown Road, Old Court Road. There was a wreck in the city. I believe it was on Edmondson Avenue around Allendale Street over on the west side. Never got the cross street, but I heard a lot of equipment arriving in that area. Keep in mind the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway with a delay. There's a minor wreck in the painted out area. They're off to the shoulder, southbound after O'Donnell Street. So they're looking at it, and we do have a delay back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is still under 5 minutes going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and the JFX looks good. Ruxton Road south through the ramps downtown. There had been a wreck, and there could be a delay now continuing outer loop of the Capitol Beltway after you move west of New Hampshire Avenue with that backup going back towards I-95. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check everything. Better do it today. Check your antifreeze, your tires, your belts, and your hoses. Get it all done at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still looking for that contestant. If you want to choose fake news, of course, match with Maggie and Kristen and Chuck. And give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We got some WCBM keychains and pens to offer up as prizes. Sunny, breezy today, says the Fox 45 Weather Authority. It will be in the low 50s, and then we get downright bone-chilling tonight. Clear, low temps in the upper 20s, and with the wind chill, it's going to feel like the teens. Just can't wait for that.
Pretty good here now.
Hear my heat pump rumble all night long. Tomorrow's sunny, breezy, and a high of only 44. And right now we're looking at, it's cloudy. And it is 43 in the city and 42 in Forest Hill. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Silent today. No listener contestant. So it's all for one and one for all. Maggie Hunter, Kristen and Chuck going head to head. Chuck's been in a slump of late, so maybe it's really more Maggie and Kristen.
I'm like the old Beatles song. I'm a loser.
All right. Chuck, do you want to go first today?
No.
You don't want to go first today?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to let them talk, and then I'm going to go with them.
Okay. Well, that's one way you might be able to.
It's not fair.
Well, it's, you know.
Yeah, he shouldn't have to go first.
We take turns, right? He shouldn't have to go first every day, right?
I guess not.
Okay. He will go first today.
Listen, Maggie.
I'll crawl through that wire.
All right, here we go. Story number one. A Maine woman who previously served time as a convicted killer was elected to serve on a local city council Tuesday night, causing a stir, as you might imagine. Social media. The woman was elected to the Bangor City Council after more than 20 years pleading guilty to manslaughter in the death of another man back in 2002. You think Jay Jones was bad in Virginia.
Yeah, right.
Story two, a small company in San Francisco has been pursuing a secretive project, the birth of a genetically engineered baby. Backed by OpenAI chief executive Sam Altman and his partner, it's called Preventive, quietly preparing the world to what will be a biological first. They're working towards creating a child born from an embryo edited to prevent a hereditary disease. And story three, the next mayor of Downey, California, will be a man claiming he is a woman who served his first term as a man. It is the first. Erica Dusso, a Democrat, of course.
Dusso.
Self-proclaimed so-called transgender female will be the first such individual elected to the mayoral position as a biological male and a trans female in California history.
Checking off both.
She said.
All right, so he was elected.
It said.
And then he transitioned, and now he is a she, and she has been reelected. If you follow along.
Or is it a whole new term?
Sitting on the bench.
Is it a new person?
Yes.
You got this in.
All right, story one. Progressive back candidate convicted in man's killing wins city council election. Story two, genetically engineered babies are on the way. Or story three, bio male, trans female gets reelected to office. All right, we will start with Chuck.
No, you won't.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, Chuck.
Two.
All right, Chuck goes for story number two. Kristen?
I think I can believe the two crazy candidate or elected official stories. So I think I'm also going to go with two. Not that I'm sure they're trying it. That's probably coming in. It always starts as disease resistant. That's what they start calling it when they play around. But it's really to get your perfect race. I say two.
Maggie.
Absolutely. Number two has to be the fakie.
Everybody is in agreement today. Story one is a true story. And as that leaves between story two and three. And story number three, the bio male, trans female being reelected, first term, second term. That is our fake news story today.
What?
Oh, story number three.
This is getting
down again.
Okay. A company.
Chuck slump continues, and he dragged down the ladies with him.
Our strategy.
Thanks a lot, man.
See? I told you.
And you told me I could trust you.
Yeah, well, how many years ago was that?
30.
Too long to remember.
I was drunk. I don't remember.
I don't even want to get involved in that. There may be something pending.
Right. True. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It's coming up on 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Top of the hour, Governor Moore. We'll take a look at what is he doing, if anything, about Maryland's missing children. I've got the numbers, and I got the zip codes. I know where they came from. And so again, there's a lot of problems here in the Baltimore area and a lot in the D.C. suburbs as well. So we'll go through that and have to track down these kids. I just said in Memphis, they found 88 missing children as part in 1 month. In 1 month. 88 missing children that had gone. Remember, it depends on whose numbers you're using. Anywhere from 300 to 500,000 went missing during the Biden-Harris Democrats open borders fiasco and scandal, where a lot of those children are being sex trafficked, drug trafficked, human trafficked, you name it. So we'll get to that at the top of the hour. You're listening to Casey and Company at 7:50.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Ryan Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
Coming up in just a second, nasty business marital problems for the Carroll County Sheriff and his wife, who was the clerk of the Carroll County Circuit Court. It is raising some interesting ethical questions, not legal ones, but ethical ones. So we'll take a look at that coming up in just a second. It's 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes, and here's a man that always avoids all kind of legal or ethical issues, Chuck Whitaker.
You heard what I said to Maggie. I can't answer any questions.
That's right. Just avoid all questions. Don't give any answers, and you'll be fine.
I don't know. All I can say is I wasn't there. And I can prove it.
That's right.
There's a new wreck in Howard County. Broken Land Parkway may be closed now at Route 32 between there and Guilford Road. So that would be a bad wreck in that area. So definitely keep an eye out for that. Howard County and a lot of equipment on the scene in the same area. So again, on Broken Land Parkway, you're coming through Pikesville. There was a minor wreck there about 20 minutes ago at Reisterstown Road at Old Court Road. There is some slowing on the Beltway, but nothing major. We're a little bit slow from an earlier accident that was on the right shoulder on 895 southbound after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny breeze today, low 50s, tonight cold. That's right, going to be very cold, low temperatures in the upper 20s, the wind chill in the teens. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and winter-like cold, high of only 44. That's where we are right now throughout the Baltimore Metro. We're at 43 in Severn, and it is 43 in Parkville. All right, so I meant to do this story on Friday, but we ran out of time, and I just wanted to share it. Look, it's like you hate to see this. This is unfortunate. It's human nature. It's tragic when it happens, but it does happen where a marriage is on the rocks. For whatever reason. What's even worse is when it becomes public and when they think part of this is being used for political purposes. And let me preface my remarks in saying I met my wife of 40 years at work. Now, I was not her immediate supervisor. We were co-workers. We were colleagues. I was doing a morning show. She was in radio sales. One thing led to another. We began dating, and here we are 40 years later, very happily married, thank God, and of course, with a wonderful family. And that hopefully works for everybody, but sometimes it doesn't. And in this particular case, we're talking about the sheriff of Carroll County, Jim DeWeese, who's been a guest on this program before, and his wife, Heather, who's the elected clerk of the Carroll County Circuit Court. And she filed a petition for divorce in late October and then withdrew it last Thursday. In it, she's accusing the sheriff of being a prolific adulterer who slept with deputies and staff in the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, which Jim DeWeese supervises. The sheriff previously told the Sun paper that the allegations are, quote, ridiculous and unsubstantiated, end of quote. And again, in a perfect world, this is an HR nightmare for anybody that's ever had to deal with HR. And again, especially when you have a supervisor employee involved. Okay, that's what really takes this to the next level. It's one thing if there are, you know, again, a lot of people frown on it. In fact, some companies I do know that if there is a relationship, they force you to disclose it. They want to know to protect themselves from being sued or liability. And this is where we are in today's day and age. Office relationships in general are problematic. Some companies even require all their employees to disclose. So here's the problem. One, as I see, Heather, she basically signed some of her own documents in the divorce papers, which raises a few questions because she's the clerk. Two, she files it in October and then withdraws it last week. Now, Sheriff DeWeese is running for re-election. So was this done to damage his reputation, hit and run type of thing? Could be. I don't know if any of this stuff is true. I'm only reporting what has been filed in court and out there in the papers. Now, the Carroll County Sheriff's Office Code of Conduct, signed by the sheriff in 2023, notes that, quote, members shall maintain a level of moral conduct in his, her personal affairs, which is in keeping with the highest standards of the law enforcement profession, end of quote. Now, if it is true, her allegations, that would be a problem. That would go to the moral clause in this code. And if not, then this is just an unfortunate situation. We've seen it before. Marriages, and usually children are the ones that suffer in these kinds of things. But clearly, I'm a little bit suspicious of why it was filed and then withdrawn. In this particular case. So, again, I don't know these two people personally. I've never met Heather. Jim DeWeese, as you know, has been a guest on this program on multiple occasions. And you just hate to see this happen, but it does happen in human nature. And it raises some ethical questions. Now, there are some are saying that just because of the allegation that the sheriff should step down from office. And I wonder what your thoughts are on that. Or should we wait to find out the rest of the story? Now, there's two sides to every story. And we're only hearing Heather DeWeese's story at this point. Very, very sad indeed. All right, Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in the Baltimore area, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies teaming up, whether it's a new one, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for actually hundreds less than what the dealers are going to charge you. Look no further. Either Glenn Burney or Jim Jennings Transmissions, you get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. They offer free area towing and financing available. So here are the numbers. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in all of Baltimore. Check them out. Hopefully you will. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at Maryland's missing children and much, much more. In addition, the Latin Kings have taken the hit out on Border Patrol agents in Chicago. Shoot on sight. And we'll tell you about a Baltimore official attending a CCP meeting.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The government shutdown is one step closer to ending. Last night, the Senate took a procedural vote, and Republicans, with the assistance of eight Democrats, advanced a bill to fund the government into January.
Democrats are coalescing around a bipartisan agreement to fund the government. Some, however, are still resisting. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer emerged from an evening caucus meeting telling reporters, "I'm voting no," as he walked to the Senate floor.
"Therefore, I must vote no."
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the time has come to put the shutdown behind us.
"From the truly precarious situation we are in with regard to air travel to the fact that our staffs have been working without pay for a full 40 days now, all of us, Republicans and Democrats, who support this bill know that the time to act is now."
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And once the Senate takes a final vote, assuming it passes the bill, the measure goes to the House. If approved there, it's on to President Trump. In the meantime, the shutdown continues, day 41 now, and it's messing up the travel plans of a lot of people.
Air travel remains a headache for travelers after U.S. Airlines canceled more than 2,000 flights on Sunday, in addition to more than 7,000 flight delays. Federal food assistance for tens of millions of people is also being delayed, and tens of thousands of federal workers are still going unpaid.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the number of flight delays or cancellations so far today tops 2,500, according to FlightAware.com. Last night, a federal appeals court ruled the administration must fully fund SNAP food benefits. It will have to happen soon unless the Supreme Court has other ideas and decides to intervene. President Trump is raising the idea of many Americans getting a $2,000 per person tariffs dividend check. It is not a done deal, just a trial balloon he floated the other day on Truth Social. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 169, NASDAQ futures ahead 369. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage, no medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Capitol Beltway still slow on the outer loop, and it's really jammed up trying to get over towards the ramps of Route 29 and in that area. There had been a wreck in that area between New Hampshire Avenue and Route 29, so we're backed up through there, and I would imagine there could be some slowing on 95 South for the traffic from Cherry Hill Road, trying to get down through there, but it's not too bad right here at Cherry Hill Road. It's once you get to the Capitol Beltway and then start up the hill towards New Hampshire Avenue, it's going to be an extra 10 minutes or so for the traffic getting through there. The accident southbound on 895 going into the Old Harbor Tunnel after O'Donnell Street, that is now cleared, so that's beginning to get a little bit better. 95 is active from the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. The new wreck is a problem in Howard County. The report is that Broken Land Parkway is closed in the area between Guilford Road and Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast: mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs only in the low 50s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight. Still breezy too. Lows will fall into the upper 20s with feel like temperatures into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in Edgemere, 45 in Joppatown at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Funeral services have been announced for Baltimore Deputy Mayor and former Acting Police Commissioner Anthony Barksdale, who died Thursday at the age of 53. A public visitation will be held at Saul Levinson Funeral Home on Reisterstown Road in Pikesville today and tomorrow from 5 until 7 p.m. Services will be held Wednesday at New Shiloh Baptist Church on North Monroe Street in Baltimore at 10 a.m. with interment at Arbutus Memorial Park. Two Bel Air residents are dead after a five-vehicle crash in Lewis, Delaware. The accident that claimed the lives of 62-year-old Charlene and 64-year-old Albert Broccolo happened Friday afternoon on Coastal Highway when a dump truck hit the back of a car on Hudson Road and caused a chain reaction crash. The Broccolos were in the vehicle struck by the dump truck. The others involved in the crash suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 604. The pick four, 3809. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Thanks to AI,
hello,
modern medicine, and the simple fact that you're taking better care of yourself, there's a good chance you're going to live into your 90s or maybe even see age 100.
You're welcome.
Do you have an income strategy that will last as long as you do? Is it guaranteed?
Guaranteed. It means you can count on it happening.
We help retirees all over Maryland establish a pension. Remember those?
I remember everything.
Believe it or not, pensions are alive and well, and they're better than ever. They're called annuities, and they provide guaranteed income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live.
I can last forever.
No other financial vehicle on the planet can do that. So stop worrying about the stock market or any other scary headline you hear on the news. Do I hear age 110? Bring it on.
Lucky I'm here to improve cosmetic surgery.
Call today and get your free annuity and income survival kit. Well, go ahead, Iris. Tell them how to get their kit.
Calling annuity expert Adam Wosky is the truly intelligent move. 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Defense first yesterday for the Ravens, making life miserable for Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy.
On third and one, McCarthy looking deep. Down the middle, Jefferson and Humphrey get tangled up, and it's an interception by Marlon Humphrey.
One of two on the day for the Ravens defense that showed up right in the moments that mattered, sparking a 27-19 win in Minnesota, the Ravens' third in a row. After the game, head coach John Harbaugh listing the accomplishments of that Ravens defense.
Defensively, with the three turnovers, I mean, we had three turnovers total, but they had the two turnovers. The fourth down stops, the two-point play stop.
Veteran linebacker Kyle Van Noy was asked if he was proud of the Ravens defense.
You know, I don't want to say that because we're 4-5. You know, we still have a lot of work to do, a lot of games left, but we're enjoying the process of getting better.
I think the Ravens fans are too, through the three-game winning streak to get the Ravens to 4-5. The team now is +7 in the turnover category. That's 7 takeaways and no giveaways for Baltimore. Meanwhile, the news for the Ravens got better last night in Los Angeles.
We're down to 16 seconds left. Herbert going inside. Fourth of the year.
Mike Tirico with the call on NBC. Justin Herbert to Ladd McConkey just before the half gave the Chargers a 12-3 lead at the break, and L.A. defense forced three Steelers turnovers last night en route to a 25-10 win, trimming Pittsburgh's lead in the AFC North to a single game over the Ravens. Local high school football, the MIAA championships are set. It'll be McDonough and Archbishop Spalding once again in the A conference final. Pilate will meet St. Paul's for the B conference crown. The time now is 8:08. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust. From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can call us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@wcbm.com and text on the WCBM mobile app. It's free. Just download it today from your app store. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Thanks for your calls and your emails and your texts. We'll get to some of those here in just a second. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at a couple of stories, including the Latin Kings have declared Border Patrol agents, they put crosshairs on them saying shoot on sight. A Baltimore official has attended CCP events, I think this is kind of like a useful idiots conference, and we'll name some names on that coming up in just a second. But our top story here today is the ongoing issue of missing children in our country. The Center for Immigration Studies has found the United States government has lost track of nearly half the unaccompanied illegal alien minors released to, air quotes, sponsors during the first 2 years of the Biden regime. The data that they got through a FOIA request builds on the earlier oversight work by Congress and DHS Inspector General. And this is just 1 year, by the way, year 21 through 22. And it shows right down to the level of zip codes how the Department of Health and Human Services lost contact with 48% of unaccompanied alien children whom it had transferred to these, air quotes, sponsors in compliance with the Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act of 2008. Yes, it is a thing. And during the fiscal years of 2021 through 2022, HHS transferred 235,000 plus UACs to sponsors across the U.S. Who are these sponsors? These are nonprofits, these are NGOs, these are Catholic Charities, Associated Jewish Charities, Lutheran Ministries, and then other non-government organizations that have contracts with the government. HHS lost contact, could not determine the safety status of 113,000 children, about 48% of all those released. Under their policy, care providers are required to conduct a safety and well-being follow-up call within 30 days to confirm the children remain safe, enrolled in school, and aware of court dates. Many of them did not. And despite widespread failures, the UAC sponsorship program continued with little to no change in oversight. They just doubled down on their incompetence. Or who knows? Maybe they were getting paid off by some of these organizations that had a side deal to make sure that these children would be trafficked by the cartels, by pimps, and by others. Maybe it was just a pass-through point where, you know, again, they came in the United States and then they were lost. And now, who knows, they could be around the globe. Because the vast majority of these children we have not found. To me, it is a crime of epic proportions, and everybody involved should be held accountable. Reports in 2023 revealed that many UACs placed with sponsors were then later exploited for labor. They were sex trafficked, drug trafficked, or living in unsafe conditions where they could also become victims of predators, pedophiles, and sexual deviants. The Centers for Immigration Study continues to litigate for additional data showing where missing children were last located. And states with the most missing include Texas, Illinois, Tennessee, New York, New Jersey, Florida, Georgia, and Maryland. And we're going to go by county and by zip code to see the worst spots in our state coming up in just a second. 8:13, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Back up towards Annapolis is here. It's the normal stuff, southbound I-97 as you're coming down from Benfield to get right to that split at Route 32, and it's slowing down there. Everybody's moving, and then once you get south of that, looking at the bridge at 178, and then the pace is good from there all the way down to 50. No problems at all between the Bay Bridge at Oceanic Drive, Severn River Bridge, and then over towards I-97. All the lanes are clear. That's a pretty bad wreck in Howard County. They're still telling us that Broken Land Parkway is closed between Guilford Road and Route 32, so the local traffic there, definitely a heads up for that. Recovering pretty nicely, and we had the problem earlier. It was a very minor accident, southbound 895 after O'Donnell Street. All of that is gone now, so that's improving. Southbound 95 was a little busy at the top of the hill, and then there had been a little bit of slowing coming off the ramp from 95 south onto that long ramp that takes you down onto Russell Street and eventually down to the BW Parkway. There are some slow spots on the Beltway, on the Parkville side, on the inner loop, and mostly right around I-70 down to Route 40 on the west side outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy today, low 50s. Then we got a cold front moving through. It's going to be bone-chilling, upper 20s for the low tonight. It'll feel like the teens due to the wind chill. Sunny, breezy tomorrow, and a high of about 44. And it is chilly this morning under cloud cover right now, 44 in Middle River and 43 in Bel Air. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, Maryland, it is time for America's 250th birthday celebration update. Our main highlight today is the United States Marine Corps established on this day, November 10, 1775, in Tunn's Tavern in Philadelphia. Since that historic day, Marines have played a pivotal role in shaping the course of our American history, from the shores of Tripoli to the sands of Iwo Jima, the jungles of Vietnam to the deserts of the Middle East. The courage and sacrifice of the Marines have been instrumental in securing our nation's freedoms. Coming from all walks of life, Marines are forged by the fires of the crucible, turning everyday citizens into adaptive warfighters with problem-solving skills and a willingness to win against any adversary. No matter their ranks, Marines stay true to the uncompromising standards found in their core values of honor, courage, and commitment. Those who have worn the uniform continue to serve their nation and their core through their lived examples of their ethos, leading the way in business and their communities, and embodying the spirit of once a Marine, always a Marine. Marines always will answer the call of a nation, distinguishing themselves in battles at Belleau Wood, Iwo Jima, Okinawa, the Chosin Reservoir, Hu City, Fallujah, and Marja. The same fighting spirit that led Marines thrives in our Marines today. And on any given day, nearly 38,000 Marines are forward deployed around the globe, enabling the Corps to be first on the scene, first to help, first to contain a brewing crisis, and if required to do so, first to fight anywhere for us as long as it takes. Marines stand always ready. For 250 years, the United States Marine Corps has prided itself on exemplifying its motto of Semper Fidelis, or always faithful. Please join me in celebrating 250 years of the Marine Corps' faithful service to our nation. And thank you, Semper Fidelis. Happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps. All right, it's 8:18, 18 minutes after the hour. We're talking about the Biden's regime lost nearly half of all the unaccompanied alien children released to, again, sponsors. And these are supposed, I mean, who's vetting these people? It's like here in Maryland, remember we had the HHS, the DHS, Department of Human Services? Well, their federal counterpart is HHS, Health and Human Services. And DHS here in Maryland, remember they weren't vetting foster children? They were putting in homes of predators and pedophiles. They were putting them alone in hotel rooms or 16-year-old girl. It's the same mindset. It's the Democrat Party mindset that big government is always there from cradle to grave. And we know different. We know that a more smaller government, a decentralized government that gets out in among the people and are held accountable is a much better option than this large bureaucratic body where people just disappear. They vanish in thin air. And whatever number you believe, whether it's 325,000 or five, I think it's closer to 500,000. If 250,000 children were brought over in 21-22, and 113,000 of them vanished in 1 year. Do the math. You know, over 4 years' time, it's going to be closer to 4,450 than it is the 325, I think. Coming up next, we'll tell you where in Maryland children went missing. And you might may or may not be surprised by some of the locales. So tonight's going to be a real test for your heat pump and for your heating and furnace system. If you haven't had your heat on yet and you go to turn it on tonight and you're going to need it tonight and it doesn't work, well, don't say I didn't tell you so, because it was time to get it checked out. Now, of course, we're up against it, and Tim Kyle Electric, they can still come out and service. Don't know if it's going to be in time for tonight, but down the road for future cold nights. Now would be the time. Call them today. Don't put it off another day any longer, and get that heat pump and your forced air heating system checked out. Make sure your air filters are changed. Make sure it's operating properly. They want to You need it. It comes on, and it's not going to cost you an arm or leg because it's operating inefficiently. Call Tim Kyle today at 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can go online at timkylecompany.com and tell him I told you to call.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value, or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit Vinny Steele.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM. WCBM.com on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It's 8:22, 22 minutes after the hour, still to come here on the program. We'll take a look at a rally in Baltimore County. Is I can't still believe that Baltimore Countyans are opposed to ICE removing criminal illegal aliens from our streets, but there are a bunch of them are. We'll tell you about Salisbury, what's happened down there. There were these rainbow-colored pride crosswalks that the city's mayor says got to paint over them. And as you might imagine, the Rainbow Mafia not happy with that. And a Baltimore City administrator has attended a meeting over in China with a front group that is really nothing more than a spokesmouth for the CCP, for the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, that's just, I meant to say mouthpiece. But again, they are, you wonder how many of these people go over knowing that they're a CCP model and do it anyway. That's the big question. It's 8:23. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Toll facilities police just cleared what appeared to be a broken down vehicle. It was northbound just after you pay the toll on 895. It was in the left-hand lane against the wall, and now it has cleared and looks like they're on their way to the area onto the other side of the Old Harbor Tunnel. So no backup there. Even at Child Street and Frank First Avenue, there was no impact at that point. And then the traffic at the Fort McHenry Tunnel still running free and clear. No problems at all. 95 Russell Street, 395. All that ramp traffic looks good towards the Russell Street BW Parkway coming into the Convention Center and up to Camden Yards. And then 95 is clear out to the Beltway on the southwest side. Now, the Parkville side of the Beltway, a little slow through Green Spring, and even the west side has some brake lights from Liberty Road down through Route 40. And heads up in Howard County, they're still working on that wreck. Broken Land Parkway was closed for a while, may still be closed between Guilford Road and the intersection at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy today, low 50s, clear. Low temperatures will be in the upper 20s tonight. It'll feel like the teens due to the wind chill. And then tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and 44 for the high. Right now, 43 and cloudy in the city, and it is 42 in Pikesville. It's 8:24. You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We're talking about the missing children that the Biden regime lost nearly half of all unaccompanied alien children in 1 year. That's the only year that we have stats for. Thanks. And that's the only reason we got that is thanks to a Center for Immigration Studies FOIA request from the feds. So they have the database is filled with all the zip codes that children went missing. Lost track of the children. And I have broken down Maryland. Over 2,500 children were unaccounted for. They came into this state. They were given to sponsors of the state. I don't have the list of sponsors, but I'm working on it. And those sponsors lost track of these children, of these precious little youth that many were brought into this country by family, some by drug mules and cartels and owed you know these drug cartels money. Of course, I think many of these children, some of them may have ended up in sex trafficking rings, human trafficking rings, maybe not even in the country anymore, or being mules for the cartels themselves, and perhaps some of them are even dead. But here in Maryland, the worst offender, Prince George's County, followed by Montgomery County, then Baltimore County, and then Howard County, and a very small number from Anne Arundel County. But you look at the worst offender from zip code, from a zip code standpoint, is my old stomping grounds where DeMatha Catholic High School is located, Hyattsville, Maryland. 446 children were lost track of, went missing, vanished. And none of these sponsors followed up to find out where they were. That was the worst offender. The second was Silver Spring and the Silver Spring area. 376 children were lost track of, went missing. No idea where they went. Here in Baltimore, the zip code 21224 was the third highest offender with 301 children missing from that zip code. Elsewhere, Highland, Maryland, which is Howard County, 113 children went missing, unaccounted for. They lost track of them. And so I don't know whether, if the feds hand them off to the NGOs, does the state play any role in this? Does the state get notified? Hey, we're putting a bunch of children with an NGO in your state, and can you keep an eye on them? Oh, of course not. They can't. They can't keep an eye on the ones in foster care. How would they keep an eye on any children here that were brought over illegally? And then the other is Riverdale. Again, it's where I used to practice football at in Prince George's County, Riverdale. So those are the top five zip codes. It's all over. It's Laurel, and Chevrolet in the D.C. area, Columbia, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie has missing children. Owings Mills, 52. Missing children. Middle River Dundalk area were responsible for 129 missing children. 92 went missing from Brooklyn. 50 from Arbutus. 53 from Catonsville. And on and on and on it goes. Frederick County had some issues there as well. But this is just, you know, again, and you try to reconcile this. Is this incompetence? Or is this intentional? Or is it a combination of both? But there should be a full-scale investigation into this. And I don't know where the attorney general is. I know her plate's full right now with everything else. Subpoenas flying out on Friday against Brennan and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. But to me, I think that there are a lot more dirty hands in trafficking children than we would like to imagine. And I think there have got to be members of Congress involved in this as well. So get your thoughts here as well. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680 is our number. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com or text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about the shutdown, which it looks like there's going to be a tentative deal, and it may end up by Thursday, I think, at the latest. We'll see, because there's a bunch of procedural maneuvers they have to do in the Senate. But it looks like eight total Democrats have crossed over with the Republicans, to reach a tentative deal to end this shutdown, because as I said earlier this morning, there's no way these senators want to stand in these lines at the airport. Some of them are just brutal. Some are 5, 6, 7 hour delays. There's no way these elites serving in the U.S. Senate, these millionaires, wanted to have to deal with that. Unless their buddies in the take them out of there on a private jet. All right, it's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter's got the update.
Thanks. Good morning. A bond review is scheduled today for the New York man charged in a hit and run that injured a Harford County Sheriff's deputy. 21-year-old Juan Monseto was driving a rented truck when he allegedly stole cooking oil from an Applebee's in Aberdeen and struck several vehicles while fleeing from police. Lieutenant Robert Burgess was deploying stop sticks on the interstate when he was struck in late August. Monseto was later arrested in New York and returned to Maryland. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for December 8th. Baltimore police are looking for the suspects accused of ramming into a commercial building and stealing two vehicles. The incident happened overnight Sunday at a collision repair business on Bel Air Road when the suspects rammed the garage door, took keys from a vehicle board, and drove away in the stolen vehicles. According to Fox 45, the vehicle that was used to crash into the building was left at the scene. And Maryland State Police carried out an aerial hoist rescue after a person fell from a tree stand in Allegheny County. Troopers responded to Green Ridge State Forest on Saturday afternoon, and due to the victim's injuries, the Aviation Command was called to fly the victim from the wooded area. Pilots from Trooper 5 held a 125-foot hover and hoisted the victim into the helicopter, and once the patient was safe, the flight crew transitioned into the medical evacuation role and took the victim directly to a hospital. Baltimore County Police have arrested four teenagers for an assault and robbery in the Towson Town Center. Police say the teens allegedly attacked the victim at around 8 p.m. Saturday, and one of the suspects stabbed the victim with a screwdriver. The suspects, between the ages of 14 and 17, were arrested near the intersection of Delaney Valley Road and Fairmount Avenue. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That northeast outer loop had begun to clear out at Harford Road, and then we were just looking downstream a little bit here towards Providence Road, and between there and Delaney Valley Road, a little bit slow there again. I don't see anything over at Delaney Valley Road that was causing any problems, but it's just heavy traffic from there eventually going over towards York Road and to the ramps at I-83. The inner loop towards Greenspring was looking a little bit better. The west side at one point was slow again back towards the bridge at 795, and that's improving again. So we're trying to loosen up now for the late ride on the Beltway, but still some slow pockets in the area. The Howard County Police and the Fire Department units are still there. Broken Land Parkway had a bad wreck about a half an hour ago now between Guilford Road and Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs only in the low 50s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight, still breezy too. Lows will fall into the upper 20s with feel-like temperatures into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's taking the rest of the morning off, and Sean Casey sitting in for Gary. Brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Ravens extend their winning streak to 3 games after topping the Vikings 27-19 in Minneapolis. Lamar Jackson combined for over 200 yards to go along with the touchdown. Ravens now 4-5 and have won 3 straight and will visit the Cleveland Browns in Week 11. Down the Parkway, in not so kind of a different story, Commanders slash Redskins dropped 5 in a row after being blown out by the Lions in a revenge from their playoff game last year. The Lions winning 44-22. Marcus Mariota threw for a couple hundred yards and a couple of touchdowns. The Washington now 3-7. They'll take on the Dolphins Sunday morning in Madrid, Spain. President Trump took part in the NFL Sunday. He arrived at Northwest Stadium after an Air Force One flyover to watch the game. As the Commanders and Lions took part of the NFL's salute to service, honoring military veterans. Trump read an oath for members of the military to recite part of the on-the-field ceremony during a break in the game, along with sitting in the announcer's booth during the third quarter. Also, the Wizards hoping to put an end to their lengthy skid. The Washington's dropped 8 straight games entering tonight's game against the Pistons. The Caps could do their 4-game road trip tomorrow night. Washington visiting the Carolina Hurricanes in Raleigh. In other news, Caps announced that forward Pierre-Luc Dubois expected to miss 3 to 4 months after having surgery. The 11th week of college football season wrapped up. The Terps fell 35-20 to Rutgers to drop to 1 game under .500. Navy blown out at Notre Dame 49-10. They now fall to 7-2. Towson was beat by Villanova 28-10 to slip to 4-6. And the men's college basketball season continues. Navy's visiting Penn State tomorrow night. And tomorrow night also Maryland hosting Alcorn State. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greenman Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greenman Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, day 41 of the Schumer shutdown. Again, we've got to have at least a couple more days. But a tentative deal reached late last night in the Senate chambers as they invoked cloture on a funding plan to bring the government one step closer to reopening by the end of this week. And I think there was a couple of reasons why this deal was cut. One, whatever the Democrats were trying to do wasn't working. Trump was not going to spend an additional $1.5 trillion. Again, the spending's bad enough because this is a clean CR that was basically Biden-era spending. And now that's going to be extended until January 30th of next year if this plan does pass muster. But no health care for illegal aliens. To my knowledge, people have asked about the funding for PBS and National Public Radio. I do not believe that's part of this deal. I think that stays out as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill. And I think that the other thing is that no extension of the Obamacare tax credits or subsidies going to be voted on maybe in the Senate a couple of weeks, but that's not part of this deal to reopen the government. They're going to reopen and then discuss how to fix health care. The best thing you can do for health care is let Obamacare die and start from scratch. But repeatedly over the last several weeks, it's been about 5 weeks now, we have heard Democrats repeatedly say this was the only leverage they had against President Trump in order to try to cut a deal.
We need to do this while we have the leverage.
Of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. But it is one of the few leverage times we have.
You reopen the government and we lose our leverage. There has to be an agreement right now. That's what this whole shutdown is about.
Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House. Frankly, this is our only moment of leverage.
The idea that you would give up all of your leverage and then hopefully get some sort of great deal coming down the pike is just a fool's errand.
Why are working families the leverage the Democrats need to get Obamacare fixed?
It's the only lever we have.
Democrats have this one little sliver right now when we've got some leverage here.
Some Republican senators have pushed a bill that would pay government workers.
I think that just gives the president more leverage.
Catherine was basically expressing, in her own words, the notion that our leverage right now are our votes.
Them wanting to solve the problem that we want to solve, but do it in a couple of days or a couple of weeks when we've given up our negotiating leverage.
Without that leverage, the minority party, you know, would be stuck in the mud and not basically have anything to negotiate.
Well, you know, and part of the leverage in this whole thing is the filibuster. And I know that the people are very passionate about this. President Trump says, terminate it, kill it. Kill the filibuster, because I firmly believe, because you got the problem isn't the Democrats. The problem is the rhinos in the Senate, led by John Thune. It's the John Thunes, the Susan Collins, the John Cornyns, the Mitch McConnells, the Lisa Murkowskis, the Tom Tillises. There's probably a good solid 8 to 10 of solid rhinos that want to stop the Trump agenda. They don't want Trump to successfully implement his agenda. The last thing that even these rhinos want, because remember, Lisa Murkowski is a ranked choice voting individual, is fair elections. They don't want voter ID. They don't want paper ballots. They want to continue these mail-in ballots and this fraud. So we're going to continue to have difficulties with elections. Now, you kill the filibuster, you get that agenda through. HR1 passes in the House, of course, and then over into the Senate. As long as you don't have a lot of defectors, you only need a simple majority. You need 51. And you got J.D. Vance to break the ties. So I know we got 53 there now, so you'll lose 4. And with the rhinos, anything is possible. So it's not a guarantee your agenda is going to get through, but it's got a much better chance of getting through if you don't have to worry about the 60-vote cloture or the cutoff debate in the Senate. And look, there's a history. If you go back and look at it, maybe we'll do that one day this week. We'll go back and look at the filibuster as far as, you know, how it came to be. And it used to be you had to sit up there and you had to talk nonstop for hours upon hours upon hours. I think they gave you a 5-minute bathroom break at the top of the hour, and then you had to come back in. But you had to hold the floor. I think Rand Paul did it. We saw others do it. What was it? Spartacus, Cory Booker. He did it for 25 hours, and you had others that have done it in the past. But that's the way it should be done. But now what they do is you just say, I'm filibustering, okay. And you don't have to actually put the hard work in. So if they change that, they can change anything they want about the filibuster. And the idea from some Republicans that, oh, Democrats are going to use it to pack the court, make Puerto Rico and D.C. states and so on and so forth. Yeah, of course, that's their agenda. But they're going to do it anyway. That's how they roll. So we might as well clean up our elections, get the full Trump agenda in time to maybe impact the midterms. There's a crucial thought. Maybe it just be enough in the midterms so we can keep the House and the Senate. But no, it's a defeatist attitude in the uniparty. This one party, we just take turns driving the bus, take turns sharing power. And somehow the Republicans all end up with egg on their face at the end of the day. 8:43 traffic weather on the threes. And again, pardon the expression about food on the face and everything. It just can cause Chuck to excessively salivate all over himself.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
He's reached the point of no return, folks.
It's almost time for me to get out of here. It's freezing here.
He's had enough. That's right. That's why I want to see a picture of you wearing shorts and a flannel shirt. That's got to be a fashion statement.
That's what I have on now. I have shorts on and a flannel shirt. Here's a good one for you. You're familiar with that. This is just a sideline. The bridge that goes from Tampa to St. Pete is the Howard Franklin Bridge, 275. The wind is blowing so strong on Tampa Bay that it's blowing water over the road.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The people are going down. It looks like smash coming over the road, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody's all backed up, so it's a mess. So it's cold here, so don't feel too bad. You know, don't start crying. The outer loop of the Beltway is slow. It's coming down through Liberty Road now. I'm not sure if there may be something just south of Liberty Road. I'm a little concerned because right down at 795, or at 70 rather, it's not too bad there, but it's still backed up, and it shouldn't be backed up right now at Liberty Road. But we'll keep an eye on that just to see the pace a little better. But at one point, we were starting to back up again, back towards 795. So just watch out for that. The inner loop at Green Spring, minor there, nothing. Harford Road over to Providence Road now. That's cleared out, and we're good to go at both the Harbor Tunnels. It looks like they might still be working on that wreck in Howard County at Columbia there, just outside of Columbia. I'm all over the place. Broken Land Parkway at Route 32 between there and Guilford Road. I'll get it right eventually. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And just for the record, I wasn't complaining about the weather. You were complaining about the weather.
Yeah. But my protest is, living here, I don't wear long pants.
Ever.
No. I don't care what it is.
So when the citrus is freezing, when iguanas are falling like rocks out of the sky, you're still wearing the shorts.
Yep.
All right. That's your protest.
I might have two sweatshirts on, still wearing shorts.
You might have a really might have a really long sweater that covers your legs, but you won't wear shorts.
I'll send you a picture.
All right, thanks. All right, Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: sunny and breezy today. Low 50s, clear. 10%. It's going to be cold tonight. Upper 20s and the wind chill down into the teens, and then chilly tomorrow. Sunny, breezy, and 44 degrees. 42 right now, cloudy in Ellicott City, and it is 41 in Reisterstown. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Our feel good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. A Pittsburgh woman handing out candy to trick or treaters on Halloween night, and due to the cold weather, her wedding ring slipped off her finger. When she discovered it was gone, she worried it had fallen into one of the trick-or-treaters' bags. Here's Maddie Carver on now the fortunate story of getting it back from a mother who was going through her child's trick-or-treat bag and found the ring.
She saw one of the news stories, and she was like, oh, I go look in my kid's bag. She's like, I know that I was around 27th and Larkins that night. And she immediately went and looked in the bag, and bling, bling, there it was.
There it was. Can you imagine? It could have fallen anywhere. Kid could have dumped it out of the bag. It just, she was lucky that somebody did find it. Of course, Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, Jennair, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com. But trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, the, I don't know if you heard this. The city of Salisbury on the Eastern Shore, the mayor there is now said they're going to pave over rainbow-colored pride crosswalks as part of the downtown improvement project. A move, the mayor says, is necessary to comply with state and federal transportation standards. But now, as you imagine, the Rainbow Mafia is upset. Because that is their colors, you know, are being paved over. The project will repave Market Street from Main Street to South Division Street near city headquarters and then Wicomico County Public Library. As part of the work, the city will replace the crosswalks with a neutral design. Yeah, here's a thought. How about you just paint it like a crosswalk so we know what it is? This idea now of putting your marker on a territory, whether it's rain, I don't care who it is. It happens to be Rainbow Mafia in this particular case, but this is public property paid for by the taxpayers. Okay, what if somebody else wanted to have their group or organization honored with having it painted a certain color, or of their ethnicity, or of their national origin, or whatever the case may be? Maybe we should put American flag. That wouldn't be good. They'd be walking all over. But anyway. I think this is just part of the ongoing beautification project that President Trump has been talking about. I just think that it's more of the same. in that we've seen it before. Remember the Black Lives Matter down in D.C.? You had Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, put a big Black Lives Matter. Apparently don't matter when they're missing children in the state of Maryland. Apparently they don't matter when three or four juveniles can run around stabbing each other with screwdrivers at Towson Town Center. Where's the Black Lives Matter crowd then? But now, of course, the Rainbow Mafia's upset that their rainbow-colored pride crosswalks. You want to be proud? Be proud. Dress up in your own clothing or fly your own flag in front of your home on your property. Don't ask us to endorse, embrace, or otherwise encourage whatever your mantra or slogan is at taxpayer expense. Not necessary. So, good for the mayor of Salisbury. All right, coming up next, a Baltimore City official has been caught meeting with a Chinese Communist Party official in what I call a useful idiots convention. We'll name some names and what that's all about in just a second. It's 8:50, and you're listening to Casey and Company on WCBN.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Now at Rescue Natural Supplements, take advantage of huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs. For over 40 years now, Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, and patented ingredients to perfect their all-natural supplement blends. You can grab exactly what you need at an all-time high discount, from immunity boosters and blood pressure health to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. Get slashed prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide array of wellness products, like trusted cholesterol support or high-intensity omega-3s. Improve your well-being and get these limited-time deals at res-q.com or call Rescue Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or online at res-q.com. 80% off during November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high-quality health essentials.
The Rob Carson Show.
So damn tired of Michelle Obama. We didn't get the grace other first families received. Name one time in her tenure as the first lady that she was ever held to account on anything. They left the kids alone. They were the cause celeb. Queen Michelle complaining about, oh, we weren't given the grace. You were given 1,000 times the grace that Melania Trump was given.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:52. Did you know there was a debate for Baltimore County Executive on Saturday? It wasn't widely publicized, and I don't even know who covered it. But it pretty much was, if a tree falls in the forest type argument. Apparently there wasn't the Republican county executive potential candidate wasn't there, because I don't think they've officially announced that yet. There was an independent there, and the rest of them were all progressive Democrats were in attendance. So we'll see if we can get some highlights and or get some of our spies who were there. They can report on some of the things that were said. It's 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the Beltway West Side right there at Liberty Road, that got a little bit better. It's a little slow yet approaching I-70 and down through Route 40. And then the inner loop through Pikesville right at Green Spring, it's slow there. You go down the hill to the JFX and over towards 83, and then much better right on through that area. I have not seen any late problems at all for the traffic going into the Harbor Tunnels. Latest check around the area of Eastern Avenue, just heading there right now. 895 is clear, and everything looks good going through the tunnel at Fort McHenry Tunnel with a couple of vehicles stopped in the painted out area southbound in the left tube. As you're coming out of that tunnel, you'll see those vehicles, but there's no impact right now for the traffic southbound through that area. They have reopened Broken Land Parkway in Howard County at Route 32. That accident has cleared. A couple of late accidents in the city downtown at Howard at Baltimore and Liberty Heights Avenue at Druitt Park Drive up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 5 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy today, low 50s. I'm watching Kim now. Tonight, clear, lows in the upper 20s. Wind chill, teens.
This is not fair. I mean, we barely got a summer, Sean. Remember how cold it was in June and it kept raining?
Yeah, well, it was cool.
You know, it's like, it's not fair.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But
I'll
it's just for a day or two.
And then yeah, sure. Yeah.
Go back to semi-normal, whatever that is in this state.
Thanks. Yeah. So
what's coming up?
Lots to talk about today. Of course, a lot of local news. Towson Mall Mayhem is what I'm going to call it. You know, these teenagers, I swear, you know, releasing them back to their parents, knowing that it is their parents, they're the reason that they were out at the mall causing mayhem to begin with, right? I mean, it's just kind of like, at what point in time do you pull the parents aside? That's the big question today, because I am so sick and tired of hearing about these juveniles. In case anybody missed it, there was a stabbing at Towson Mall. One juvenile has been charged with attempted murder and as an adult, and there was a screwdriver involved.
Right.
And apparently there was a huge fight that started all of this, but it's like, where do you think your kids are? That's my question. Where do you think your 14, 16-year-old, where do you think they are?
This was like 8 o'clock Saturday night.
Yeah.
And it was at Nordstrom's right there, Nordstrom Rack.
Ridiculous.
And who brings a screwdriver to the mall?
Yeah. I guess a kid that can't get a knife, right?
Right.
Thank goodness it wasn't a knife or a gun. But we're going to talk about that.
Well, a screwdriver can do a lot of damage as well.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And that can act, his knife is sharp. It actually may, a screwdriver is a blunt instrument and can cause a lot more damage. So,
yeah.
You know, it's, and they should be charged as an adult. But then, you know, I saw the story. It's these bleeding heart do-gooder liberals like, well, he's, you know, he's young. They make mistakes.
And ridiculous.
The problem is they keep making the same mistakes over and over again.
Yeah. And we'll see how much information the cops get, because you still have that no interrogation law in place.
Right.
Thanks to Maryland. Also, redistricting, still a topic of discussion. I never knew that Senator Bill Ferguson was MAGA, as I said last week. But you know what? Now there's people all over the country in his Democrat Party that are calling him all types of names.
Well, it's funny now, because audio has surfaced of Martin O'Malley saying in 2017 that he's absolutely going to draw the maps in favor of Democrats.
Right.
And that
right.
was his definition of a fair map, and Governor Moore saying he's using the O'Malley model.
Yeah, exactly the same thing. Well, I hope Governor Westmore understands that this is not going to get him any closer to the Oval Office. I mean, people are watching, especially independents. So we'll talk about that. Also, the entertainment license. Did you hear about this, Sean, that you have to have an entertainment license in Baltimore City if you want to have live music, a comedy show?
Yeah,
even a magician. I mean, how hard are we going to make it for small businesses?
And how much is that entertainment license?
Yeah. No, and I hear it's really hard to get one. So we're going to talk about that in the show today, because there is a bar owner that's now been fined $3,000 after 4 violations of having live music. And he said to the reporter, you know what? We just take the chance, because we need people to come in. We need the business. So we're going to talk about that and, of course, the shutdown and so much more.
Okay. Coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news.
Thanks.
By the way, Jose Chu is an administrator for Baltimore City Council. He apparently attended what's called it's a front group for the Chinese Communist Party. It's called the Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries. And this is one of the most notorious arms of Beijing's foreign influence apparatus. Basically, it's a useful idiots conference. And they're all Democrats that go. Jose Chu and Mark Elrich, county executive of Montgomery County, Maryland, went over there. And again, he is, this was a partnership and a model of how learning and innovation can build bridges across cultures and generations. Yeah. And the local newspaper said, 40 years of cooperation and friendship. This is the same organization that hosted these American officials have been directly linked to the CCP's political warfare campaigns abroad. It's why the U.S. State Department has sanctioned them. It's why intelligence agencies flagged their project. And it's why the attendance of American public servants like Jose Chu should set off alarm bells for attending these Chinese Communist Party events. Just thought that you should know. Again, our friends at Audiology Associates, they're just amazing. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for your patients, for each patient's treatment plan. If you're noticing some trouble with hearing, get there sooner rather than later. In fact, certainly as we age, it's a good idea to get like a baseline test of hearing as well, so you have something to compare it to, so you'll know how much you're losing or could lose or whatever the case may be. So, again, your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed at Audiology Associates. So if you're losing the ability to hear some of the wonderful things in life, nature, your partner, your children or grandchildren, or even this radio program, whatever it is, you want to make sure hearing can take a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Call today Audiology Associates, the most trusted name in Maryland over 40 years, offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 or log online at aeiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology at 410-944-3100. See you tomorrow. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.